live from Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the Liam Miller tribute match on your local radio station, CRY 104 FM.
Very good afternoon to you and very warm welcome to Páirc Uí Chaoimh, where a bit of history will be made when a soccer match will be taking place at this venue for the very first time. But it's not just a piece of history we are here for. We are here, of course, to remember the memory of a great footballer, a great man, a great Cork man, a great family man, Liam Miller. Of course, who put pride into the jersey he wore every time he played in a match, whether it's for his local Air Oak GA club, Manchester City, Cork City, Hibernian, Sunderland, Republic of Ireland, or his boyhood dream club, Celtic. He put 100% into every game that he played. Throughout his career, he travelled all around Europe, all over England, played for Cork City, as I mentioned. And of course, he travelled to Australia and America too, playing the game that he loved so much. He was an assistant coach until the end of last year with American United Soccer League side, the Real Monarchs, an affiliation of the Real Salt Lake. Today's attendance of a sellout crowd of over 45,000 in the park just shows the appreciation and high regard that the Cork public hold the young man who died earlier this year because of pancreatic cancer. Legends of football have gathered here in Cork today to play in the memorial match of Liam Miller, who between them have won hundreds of trophies, thousands of caps, and many goals scored too. We will very shortly converge onto the holy grail of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the home of Cork GAA. This is going to be the first time the stadium will be at a full capacity of over 45,000 people since the stadium reopened in July 2016. And of course, later on tonight, a gala night is being held in the City Hall and a silent auction is currently ongoing. And you can get involved in that too. You can log on at home onto www.galabid.com/Liam to find out more about the 16 items available to bid on to raise money for the Miller family and for Marymount Hospice. We're here live up in the commentary position. I'm delighted to say joining me here this afternoon is Declan Barron. Decky, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
No, well, Pat, a great occasion, I suppose. And I suppose it just shows, it goes to show what the Irish can do. They can do well, and what Cork people in particular can do well. And having given the stadium, it's great to see it full, and it's great to see it full for such a fantastic occasion.
Absolutely, indeed. Now, the teams were named around 15 minutes ago by both managers. Manager for Manchester United, of course, is Roy Keane. He's going to be assisted by Mike Phelan. Just to go through the numbers from top to bottom, 2 will be Gary Neville, 3 will be Dennis Irwin, 6 is Wes Brown, 8 will be Nicky Butt, Andy Cole wears 9, Ryan Giggs wears 11, Kevin Pilkington will be in goal, he'll wear the 13 jersey, Alan Smith will be wearing 14, Paul Scholes will wear 18, John O'Shea, of course, the Waterford man, will be wearing 22, and the French defender and attacker, Mikel Silvestre, will wear 27. Decky, how do you see him lining up there?
Yeah, both teams would probably line up 4-4-2 pair, I would imagine. Obviously, we'll have Kevin Pilkington in goal for United. Dennis Irwin and probably in his favourite right-back position, most likely, with John O'Shea probably picking up the left position. And Gary Neville and Wes Brown will probably be at the centre defence, although they might just swap around. Midfield, Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes will be household names for United over the years. I'd imagine they will be there. Mikel Silvestre will probably be on the right, and Ryan Giggs will be on the left wing with Andy Cole and Alan Smith up front.
Okay. For the Celtic Republic Ireland selection, picked by Martin O'Neill, in goal will be David Ford. 2 will be Stephen Carr, Kevin Kilbane will wear 3, and Richard Dunn will be wearing 5. Robbie Keane will wear 10, Damien Duff wears 11, Ian Hart plays 12. Paul Lambert, of course, international and manager of various clubs in the Premier League over the last few years, wears 14. Stylian Petrov, of course, who's come back from cancer himself, wears 19. Sean Maloney wears 29, and Yohan Melboy wears 35, Decky.
Yeah, and this one might be a bit harder to call, but obviously David Ford will be in goal. Stephen Carr will probably play a right full. Richard Dunn will be a centre-half along, possibly with Ian Hart and Kevin Kilbane on the left side of the defence. Paul Lambert, Damien Duff, Cillian Petrov, and possibly Sean Maloney will be the midfield with Robbie Keane and Yohan Melby possibly up front.
Okay, so that is the selection. Massive, massive crowd here. We've got the Barrack Street Band in position. There's a big screen as well. I don't think I've ever seen a big screen down to our left-hand side. Becky, down here at the park.
Not for the whole of matches but we might get it sometime in the future for the Munster Championship games.
It might be handy for Hawkeye in the future as well.
Well, hopefully we won't need Hawkeye here today, but hopefully there will be a lot of goals scored.
Just to mention that the officials referee, Graham Kelly of Cork, will referee this game. And I know his brother Alan's tuned in from America. And it's good afternoon and good morning to you indeed, Alan. Assistant referees will be Trevor Cotter and Owen Hart, with the fourth official, Anthony Buttermer. And of course, the observer for the referee will be Edward Foley, to make sure everything goes according to plan. We're not far away now, where the presentation of the both sets of teams will be here in front of us. The red carpet is rolled out here at Parky Queeve. Not too many times we'll see the red carpet rolled out, probably the first time since that memorable opening in 2016. And of course, we'll have the presentation. Uchtaran on the Heron, Michael D. Higgins is in situ as well, and we will be tuned in for that. And of course, we'll have the minute silence as well, where both sets of teams will gather around the centre circle for the minute silence in memory, of course, for Liam Miller. And just to ask you, Decky, your memories of Liam. He was a great player for both Manchester United and Celtic. Beyond, he went on to play with other teams as well and came back to his home side in Cork City.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, it goes, all good players develop at the club level, and Liam went with his club, and then he obviously went to Cork, and then obviously when he gets more, get more well known, he moved on to, let's say, the Celtic and the Man United, and they are the big clubs that everybody see every day on the TV screens, and now in the internet and YouTube and whatever, as I said. But Liam Miller, first of all, was a family man, and I suppose great Cockman, and it's nice that he's remembered here in his own hometown and home parish with the Oak, his own J club coming back. So we have the teams coming out now, I think, and they will be introduced to the president. So just as they're coming on now, four teams are just coming on to pitch now.
Just looking around at the terraces, Decky, the stands are absolutely full. There's a monster crowd, and both sets of teams walking out to the pitch now, coming to a standing, rousing ovation from the crowd. A massive crowd here. It's a near sellout. Well, it is supposed to be a sellout. There's a few pockets of spaces, but there's people still flowing in, and the car park, and I was talking to someone a little bit earlier on, finding it very, very difficult. People were trying to park cars around the town. They were advised, of course, to come by trains and buses to the city and walk out towards Parky Queeve. And I must say, it is a monster, monster crowd here as we look around the terraces over at the north stand and again towards the city end.
Yeah, great crowd here, Pat. Look, it's great to see. It's great to see such a beautiful stadium full to capacity, and especially now when it's been broadcast live on the TV and things as well. It's great to see, you know, no empty seats, and it's a fantastic occasion, and great credit due to the Cork County Board as well as the organisers of this event.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And of course, Michael O'Flynn, the chairman of the main organisers of the teams, actually didn't come out at that stage, but the 25 or so photographers are down there waiting for the famous picture that we'll be hoping to make the front pages of the papers tomorrow morning. And I know Ladies Bridge man Dennis O'Flynn, he's there. He's there fighting the left-hand side. He's there with his camera. Speaking to him a while ago down at the media briefing, he was really looking forward to the big game. We were downstairs a while ago. We might catch some of that later on, the media briefing. And it was an interesting briefing, Martin O'Neill, just speaking of the times when Liam Miller was at Celtic, and he wanted him to stay on with Celtic at the time back in 2005 before he moved to Manchester United. He wanted him to stay on to, you know, to develop his career. But when Alex Ferguson was calling on the door, there was no doubt about it that he should have been. He wanted the man to stay here, but it was great to see him to move on to Manchester United. And of course, Alex Ferguson will be watching this game at home. And this time, both sets of officials, the three officials, are out on the park, led out by number 11 Ryan Giggs, is leading out the Manchester United side, and leading out the Celtic side. Sorry, Alan Smith, actually. No, it's Ryan Giggs wearing the armband, isn't it? It is. Ryan Giggs wearing the armband for Manchester United. And for Celtic, I just can't see catch it. Alan Smith, that's Alan Smith, yeah. Good spot, Decky, indeed. And getting a rapturous applause here at Parky Queeve.
Absolutely, some, I suppose, enormous talent on the pitch. And, you know, they've all had great careers. And, you know, they're all great sportsmen, and they're here to pay tribute. As I said, we'll have the minute silence probably first, so we probably should shut up as well.
Yeah, maybe we will indeed. We'll just keep a close eye on that one. So just not a million miles away, we're at, of course, the Barrack Street Band now. We're just queuing up, and the national anthem will be played, and of course being sung by COI 104.5 presenter Darragh McGann, who is down there somewhere, just trying to see, is he down with the Barrack Street Band? And not so far away now. from the big match. First, we will have the president greeting the teams. We are small bit behind schedule here already, but Michael De Higgins now getting the rapturous applause from the crowd. So all the subs now coming out onto the pitch to join their teams, and Michael De Higgins just getting the presidential salute, and Michael Dino waving to the crowd as he walks out onto the red carpet. And the red carpet, well, when you usually look at the Aviva Stadium, it's usually in the triangle format, but it's in a square format today. And he's just going down to meet Roy Keane and Mike Phelan, who will greet Michael D first, and going down the line, meeting all the players of Manchester United. And I must say, Mickey, for the players that are all down there, they're looking quite fit and reasonably fit, reasonably well.
Yeah, most of them are still involved in the game, I suppose. And to be fair to Michael D, he's a great supporter of soccer himself. He's a great Galway United supporter. And, you know, Michael D is no stranger to soccer, and he's no stranger, I suppose, to the Irish international team, but he's a great supporter from his own backyard as well, where he goes to see all the Galway United games. So, as I said, he's moving along the United players there now, and he's coming close enough to Ryan Giggs, the Wales manager, who was captain of United.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. And that one, we just have to leave that one there. But Michael D making his way up towards the line, and he's meeting John O'Shea there now, and looking at the size of John O'Shea, over 6 foot, and looking at Ryan Giggs he meets then. Meeting the mascots then, of course, Liam Miller's children, I do believe, are down there, and he's going to meet the officials. Crowd still pouring in here into Parky Queeve. Should be an exciting game, this one, Decky. Both sides well-named as well, and plenty score goal scorers up front as well.
Yeah, without shadow of a doubt. It's going to see some of the, I suppose, great skills and talent. The pace might not be there, but the skills will certainly be there. And some of those players have went on to represent their countries, like all over Europe and all over the world, and European Championship stages and World Cup stages. And, you know, it's a great, great day. And I suppose we look for top people here to see Roy Keane, to see Dennis Irwin, and they have had many great players. Over the years, even kind of J players like Dave Barry would be a great, super great cock player as well. You know, you have Dini Allen, who played as well in the League of Ireland, and just a great affinity with soccer and with J and Cock in particular.
Of course, this has been trying to build up over the last few months, indeed, and it's been going on since early February. Mike and B just being the last of the Celtic players, make his way off the pitch and to a rapturous applause of the crowd. And that is Ray Ryan just down there, of course, the Munster GA official just organising the 4 pounds to move away.
As Darren McCann will sing the national anthem, accompanied by the Bannock Street Band. So now our honour being sung by Darren McCann, accompanied by Bannock Street Band.
National anthem here at Parky Queeve, and both sets of teams now just going to go and do the handshake, led by Alan Smith. Or no, it's actually going to be Ryan Giggs, who's going to lead the players of Manchester United as we go from left to right, giving the handshakes to the Celtic players. What an atmosphere here, Decky Barron. A massive crowd here at the home of Cork GAA.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a fantastic occasion. It's a fantastic stadium. And for those probably seeing the stadium for the first time, I think they can't believe their eyes. There's people from all over the country who have travelled for this game here. And, you know, sometimes we see the Ed Sheeran concert was here and they came from all over the country. But this is actually on the pitch now. And, you know, the facilities, you know, the bars, everything is there for make a great deal. So, as I said, it should be a great occasion and 90 minutes to look forward to. I've seen some of the best players in the world play their trade. And a lot of them, as you said, They've done it on the biggest stages in the world, and doing it here on the famous Páirc Uí Chaoimh turf will be a fantastic occasion, and you know, creating its own little bit of history.
Roy Keane, I'm asked a little bit earlier on, were you starting, Roy? No, I think I'll just start at a sub. I know Stephen Petroff will be playing, and John Hartson had a quick remark to make, and he got soon dropped by manager or Martin O'Neill. Sorry, in fact, he was inside. Martin O'Neill dropped him there and then inside in the press room. So whether we'll see John Hartson out a little bit later on, well, it's of course up to Martin O'Neill to see what will happen in that one. The red carpet being rolled out, the final instructions being given, and both sets of captains now entering the circle. It's a beautiful day for a game of football, and I don't think many people would have thought at the start of the year we'd be seeing a game of soccer in Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
No, without a shadow of a doubt, look, but it just goes to show that Ireland is a great sporting country, and Cork is a great sporting county. And, you know, this is a great sporting occasion, and it's great that such an occasion can be held in such a fantastic stadium. And well done to all concerned, both those organising it, that took a long time, and to the Cork County Board and all involved. And I think it's a fantastic credit to everybody involved.
Stadium announcer Colmo Sullivan just announcing that there will be a penalty shootout in the event of a draw in this one. So, and the Aeroge, of course, Aeroge under-12s will be playing in a small match as well, as we are now preparing for both sets of teams now just coming to the centre circle, where now we're going to observe a minute's silence in the memory of, of course, Liam Miller. And just before that, we'll be having just a couple of team photos before we start that. But in a moment, of course, the honour man, the 36-year-old who died of pancreatic cancer very quickly, died, only got diagnosed towards the end of November while in America in coaching. And we're all going to stand for the moment of a minute of silence here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in memory, of course, of the man Liam Miller. Liam Miller, aged 36 years of age, dying of pancreatic cancer, of course, playing for both great teams in the Republic of Ireland and Celtic, and of course with Manchester United. May he rest in peace. Not far away from kickoff, just a couple of minutes behind time now, and we'll be getting underway. The photographers and the cameramen making their way off the pitch, Decky. Both sides, both experienced sides, and both quality in both sides.
Ah, without a shadow of a doubt, like I couldn't add up the amount of caps that they all have for their national countries, but we have different countries here from you know, like Bulgaria, Denmark, Wales, England, Ireland, Scotland, you know. So I mean, there's fantastic talent on the pitch that have given great service and great enjoyment to all the spectators, and it'll be nice to see them playing again. As I said, look, they mightn't look as thin as they were when they were playing, but I'm sure they'll be very, very fit. And we see Dennis Irwin down here in front of us running, lining out a right full, and you know, I'm a great cockman and a great servant to his country and his county, and you know, I mean, he was a fantastic player, and you know, it's great to see, you know, players in like Robbie Keane, the Irish captain, a former Irish captain now.
And away we go.
He's kicking off there, and there's out to Celtic right full at the moment, which is Stephen Carr, I think.
Yeah, Stephen Carr playing right full, and we're away in the Liam Miller three match 10 seconds into it. So Celtic, who kicked off playing from right to left towards the city goal. I think Malby's playing centre back over there. Down in towards this near corner, over towards Ian Hart, and a challenge there by Gary Neville. Got in a challenge, but it was a fair call because the referee, Stephen Carr, over there, over towards the far side with Damien Duff. And Carr has got the ball at the halfway line, long ball over the top, flag stayed on, it's gone up, now it's an offside flag against Robbie Keane, and it's going to be a free out against Celtic.
Yeah, and I suppose Paddy Keogh won't be too used to seeing offside flags. He's usually seeing linesman flags, but an offside flag would be strange. But yeah, the ball is in midfield now, and they're taking it nice and casual at the moment because it's a very, very big pitch. The ball has been played here to the who's playing left
foot. Ian Hart.
Left foot for Ian Hart. He passes it to his centre half. Now he passes up the wing to Kevin Kilbane, and Kilbane goes back to Ian Hart again. Right. And they're switching the play out to the other side now to Stephen Carr.
Out towards Stephen Carr over the far side of the field, bringing it right back up towards the wing. He goes looking for the run as Damien Duff, but he's stalled his run. Duff has got possession now, and he played it into the centre, back in towards the centre of the park. And there's a run inside here. A goal opportunity here. There isn't. It's been snuffed up by Manchester United, but he's given away back in towards Celtic, out towards the legs of Damien Duff, played out towards this near corner, out towards. Oh, there's a shotgun in there, but it's being touched out, has been touched out. It's going all the way over towards the corner flag. And it hasn't gone out. In fact, it touched off the corner flag, but it's gone out for a throw towards Manchester United.
Yeah, the first real opportunity, I suppose. Robbie Keane, number 10, has played the ball through earlier and had a chance. So it just goes to show that Robbie is less, like, he's probably one of the most recent players that are still kind of playing or just gone to retirement. So Robbie will be a threat up front, definitely.
Wes Brown playing in defence. Looks like a 4-4-2 formation that the Manchester United legends are playing. Giggs has the ball over the centre of the park, playing it into the centre circle, down towards Andy Cole. Cole playing it outside towards his partner, Alan Smith. And Smith sending the ball back in towards the centre, in towards Nicky Butt, playing it back over towards Wes Brown, just outside the centre circle, over to Paul Scholes, playing a defensive midfield role, playing out towards this wing, out towards John O'Shea. And O'Shea looking for options up front, but he's played it back in towards the centre circle, back in towards Nicky Butt. Butt playing a dangerous ball, but it's gone all the way through, and it's going to be the keeper. The Irish keeper, of course, David Ford, who's played the ball back out towards his right back, Stephen Carr, up towards the far side. As Damien Duff, who's on the ball, making his way over towards the halfway line. He's played it back in towards a central position. And this is back up it goes. But Manchester United, who snuck out that ball, and it's been snuffed out by Mikael Silvestre, played it up towards Andy Cole. But Cole's been dispossessed this time. It's Robbie Keane, who's playing in the centre of the park. And the shouts and roars for Keane. It's been quite even enough stuff so far in this opening half. United with just that opening opportunity after 1.5 minutes. Damien Duff down the right flank, playing over towards Stephen Carr, just played it behind him though, and he hasn't got it. And it's Corkman, Dennis Irwin, and Giggs plays it over to the head of Damien Duff, and Dennis Irwin just about keeping it in. The oldest man on the pitch, and he's going up the wing with a 52-year-old man, has played it very well. And play on, says the referee. Ball been swung over towards this side, over towards John O'Shea. O'Shea just keeping it down and play back towards Wes Brown. Good calm football from Manchester United so far in this one. John O'Shea playing across the square, back over towards the far side, in towards the middle, towards Nicky Butt. Butt looking for options left and right, plays it towards Andy Cole. United playing quite deep, Celtic playing a very high offside line so far in this game. Andy Cole out towards John O'Shea. Sending up the wing up towards but out towards Gary Neville. A couple of boos for the Sky Sports pundit and the ITV pundit, and he's looking out to say, what's that about? Out towards John O'Shea and back up towards Nicky Butt. Paul scores with the ball, good floating think ball over the top, and the chance here for Manchester United. But Celtic, oh, David Ford just getting there in the nick of time, back in towards Richard Dunn, and Dunn in towards the centre of the park. And that looks like Paul Lambert to me. And Lambert playing just in front of the back four. Damien Duff trying to mess up with Dennis Irwin over on that far side. And Duff has gone around Irwin over there. Sylvester's giving his pal a hand, crossing to the centre of the square. But it's been picked up very easy indeed by Mark McNulty, who was by Kevin Pilkington, who's in there playing goals. But meant to say Mark McNulty has been named in goal instead of Roy Carlin. Great to see the Cork City keeper getting involved today, Decky Barron.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, and look, it's a great occasion, and we just see, I suppose, how the club rivalry comes in with every time that Gary Neville got the ball there, they'll let him know that maybe there's not too many different supporters around.
Kilbane playing the ball, after getting possession from a turnover ball from Manchester United, down the park is Lambert. He plays it in towards Ian Hart, and Ian Hart has been dispossessed in that one. It was a free-in for Manchester United, for Celtic, I should say. It wasn't Ian Hart who was fouled that time, but it was Wes Brown who conceded a free down.
Yeah, and there'll be no shortage of takers here on the Celtic. Robbie Keane will possibly have a go at it. Damien Duff is out in the wing, so he's not going to come in at it. So might even be Paul Lambert. So they're lining up there.
And even Ian Hart is known for scoring these type of goals as well.
It would indeed. And it looks like Hart is possibly over with the left foot there. So it is like Ian Hart, the white boots, very much so is setting up. Robbie Keane is number 10 there on this side of it. So
Stylian Petrov is standing over as well. So this will be interesting to see which way this will go. They're about 27 or 8 yards out from goal, just to the left-hand side of goal. Both Hart and Petrov. Hart takes the free. He's been clocked off the wall. Well stopped by the Manchester United wall. And it's Petrov who just needed back out towards his centre-back. And that is Paul Lambert. Lambert playing a defensive role over on that far side. Ball over towards the far side in front of the north stand towards Stephen Carr. And Carr playing a slow ball up to the wing. Pace not as quick as many would have expected in the opening 10 minutes, but Damien Duff plays the ball and it's a long ball cross field from Petrov over towards the side. Great ball over towards the feet of Robbie Keane. Keane on the ball enters the penalty box. Keane thinks right, he goes back left, which is easy. There's a man outside, he could play it though. Hasn't done it yet. He's turned back left inside by the end line. And it's a good play by Robbie Keane, knocked out over the end line by his Irish compatriot John O'Shea for a Celtic and a Republic of Ireland corner.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, I suppose two players that know each other very, very well, and John O'Shea would know him well, so Keane going for a shot corner now, pair, and as I said, the ball is going to be whipped in now by Ian Hart.
Ian Hart, he plays a shot to Stylian Petrov, a shot ball over towards Sean Maloney, and Maloney has sent the ball in, but it's been snuffed up by Manchester United. They're trying to delicately play out towards Giggs, and Giggs is going to go on a menacing run down to the flank, but he has pulled it up. He was going to try and go side Richard Dunn, but he thought twice about it, and Ian Hart faced him off, and Giggs plays it back to his right cornerback John O'Shea, and O'Shea out towards the centre of the park towards Nicky Button, but looking for options. Paul goes ahead of him and gives the ball towards Andy Cole, and Cole spreading play over towards the Corkman Dennis Irwin. Irwin plays it very well over the halfway line. Irwin playing it back towards the centre of the park, of course, over towards Paul Scholes with one of them menacing runs. Irwin could be gone back up the flank over towards that far side. Scholes playing a short ball in towards that is Alan Smith. Smith plays it back to Scholes. Scholes over to Dennis Irwin, and Irwin probably feeling the pace of the game, even though it's not overly too quick so far, and plays a short ball to Andy Cole back towards the centre of the park, halfway towards the goal of the Celtic and then Republic of Ireland at Blackrock in their defending. Ball out towards this side towards Ryan Giggs. Giggs has turned left inside. He was thinking of going for a shot. He sent the ball back over towards the player that handed the ball there off. Paul Lambert, played by Nicky Butt, but ball's been turned over in Celtic and the Republic of Ireland selection trying to go on the break here now, and they're trying to do so over towards the near side through Kevin Kilbane. Kilbane down the left wing, playing the ball out very wide. Not as wide as the GA field. Their lines have been brought in, but 5 to 6 yards. Ball back into Robbie Keane, who seems to be playing a forward role behind the full forward, Sean Malone. He's making runs towards the box. Ball up towards Damien Duff, out towards a sprinting Stephen Carr. Back in towards Damien Duff, who plays a small leg over the top, back over towards Stephen Carr. Carr crosses the ball into a dangerous ball inside the centre of the box, and just John O'Shea playing very well with Kevin Pilkington to head it back into his hands.
Yeah, John O'Shea was cool under pressure there. He Kevin Kilbane coming off his defence there and attacking, but he knew what he was doing, and he just cushioned the ball back with a header. And the ball is with the Welsh manager now, Ryan Giggs, out in the right wing. Giggs is looking for a runner up front, but going to go across the field to John O'Shea, and John O'Shea will take it down the right wing.
So John O'Shea, the Waterford man, take it down what would be over the 65 here at the Blackrock, and plays in towards Andy Cole. And of course, you can see the faint line here, Decky, of course, ahead of the Cork County Senior Hurling final semi-finals this weekend. John O'Shea playing a deep ball back in towards the middle and towards, great trick by Andy Cole, playing the ball from behind him, and Andy Cole playing out towards Paul Scholes, and here's a bit of booing now for Gary Neville. Neville sends the ball, a good crossfield ball over towards that far wing, over towards Dennis Irwin, who's managing that sideline over there, back in towards Nicky Button, and players just slow down very generously indeed, and Andy Cole playing the quick ball in towards Paul Scholes off the back of Andy Cole's head out towards Gary Neville, but Neville playing a nothing ball into the centre of the box, and it's been well dealt with. Oh, Neville within for a slide there to try and take out the Celtic man, but he completely missed him. It's Kevin Kilbane who's on the ball, pressure for David Ford, and Ian Hart played the ball back in towards across the square. There's a shot there by Gary Neville, gone all the way over the top, as you hear from the crowd.
Yeah, I suppose if he was there on Sunday, he might have been a pint in the Black Rock end, but it was well wide just because the goals are out on the 20-metre line, so it was well wide of the target, but it has got the crowd going a small bit, and as I said, look, even well-paid professionals and former professionals can make mistakes, and that was a mistake in defence there, but the keeper now has got the ball underway again, and Damien Duff is batting hard with Dennis Irwin to win the ball, and back to Stephen Cowder.
Yeah, Dennis Irwin's going to have plenty to think about with that speed. So Damien Duff over on that far side, and of course Duff scoring 8 goals and 100 caps for the Republic of Ireland in his career. Back out towards Paul Lambert, back into the feet of Damien Duff, wearing those orange luminous boots over the halfway line. Duff sending the ball down low towards Robbie Keane, but it is dealt with over there by Mikel Silvestro. Plays the ball back across the park over towards John O'Shea. O'Shea with a dangerous ball through his centre, and it's been picked out by Ryan Giggs, but he was dispossessed in that time by Stylian Petrov, who's had a good opening at 11 minutes in this game so far. Kilbane plays the ball to Petrov in the centre of the park, and runners both left and right. Kilbane went for a 10-yard run, but then he pulled up and the ball's gone all the way through to Kevin Pilkington.
Yeah, it's a steady start by both sides, and it's a very, very big pitch. And a lot of these guys will be feeling the pitch before it goes on, before the match is over. And obviously, we probably see plenty of players coming off the bench. But at the moment, Paul Scholes is whipping the ball out to Dennis Silva, and Andy Cole is making a run down the centre, and Alan Smith is trying to get in there as well. But it's gone back now to Sylvester, and he's looking for
Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes, yeah. And Nicky Butters is coming towards him, and so is Andy Cole.
Andy Cole gets the ball at his feet. He's looking for the option of Dennis Irwin not giving him much, but a good ball through the centre in towards Paul Scholes, made a darting run up into the box. Andy Cole from the shot from outside the square, but it's been well stopped, well marshalled inside up by David Ford. Well worked there by Manchester United.
Yeah, they created the opportunity and kind of got it within 20 metres of goal, and when the opportunity was there, but the power wasn't in it. The direction was there all right, but he hadn't the power to beat David Ford. And as you know, goalkeepers can probably go on a lot longer than the outfield players, so Ford is still very much in top condition.
Paul Lambert playing the ball out towards Damien Duff over on that far side. It was actually Sean Maloney played the ball out to Damien Duff, and Duff making that run towards the outside of the box, and ball out towards Robbie Keane, that is indeed, and Robbie Keane plays it back towards Stephen Carr. Lambert, it is Lambert over on that far side, swings the ball over towards this corner over towards that is Ian Hart, playing the ball down the wing, down towards Kevin Kilbane. Both players, of course, known as left fullbacks and wingers in their trade. And Kilbane plays it back in towards Stylian Petrov, the Bulgarian international. And tackle in there from Paul Scholes, the referee. Kelly, happy enough to leave play, continue on. Out towards this wing, back out towards Kevin Kilbane. Kilbane's been training for this over the last couple of months, as he revealed on off the ball during the week. Ian Hart with a long ball off his poor right foot, but it's a great ball over towards that far side into the feet of Stephen Carr over on that far side. Damien Duff, who with the orange luminous boots, plays it back into Carr into the centre of the park, back in towards Sean Maloney, but well stopped there by Mikel Silvestri, who met him, and ball ricocheted back out towards Damien Duff over towards that far side of the field. They're trying to walk it in through Robbie Keane, through Sean Maloney as well, but ball over towards the end line, and it's going to be a wide ball, as the referee has called actually a corner, as a corner for Celtic over on that far side.
Yeah, Mikel Silvestro was battling there with Robbie Keane, and Robbie Keane seems to have won out. So, they're getting behind the crowd now, and I think the players are getting into the groove and saw the crowd now. And you said, like, we have an attacking corner now for Celtic being taken by Damien Duff.
So, Damien Duff with the corner, plays a short one to Paul Lambert, the Scottish man, and he plays it back out towards Damien Duff. He's just outside the D. Duff, he's just going for a sprinting run. Not many options outside, though. He's getting caught, and ball goes back over towards Paul Lambert over on that far side, marshalling the wing over there. Lambert plays into short to Sean Maloney. Lambert with possession again, looking for options. Not too many of them though, so he had to play it back towards Stylian Petrov, and Petrov back towards Sean Maloney. Maloney back out to Petrov, and Petrov with Kilbane, and Kilbane spreading the play out towards this left wing, out towards Ian Hart. Hart with Robbie Keane to his left hand side, and he plays it out to Keane. He's just outside the edge of the square, but good tackle there by Gary Nevelin, and knocked the ball all the way back out over towards the halfway line. And just a pat in the back there from Neville to Keane to say, yes, pal, you'll have to go a lot harder on me to get around me today. Ian Hart playing the ball in towards the centre, towards Stylian Petrov. Petrov, the playmaker, of course, one of the Celtic greats in the early noughties, winning, of course, plenty of trophies, winning 4 Scottish Premier Leagues, 3 Scottish FA Cups, and 4 Scottish League Cups as well, from 1999 to 2006. And he's having a dominant start in this game so far, coming up to the quarter of an hour in a Lee Miller tribute match. Duff playing a smart ball on the wing, but just got a small nick in it that held up the ball for Mikel Silvestro to clear out towards Ryan Giggs. And Giggs to the feet of Andy Cole, just outside the centre circle. Paul Scholes with a sweeping ball over towards this right hand side to go to his co-owner of Salford City FC and out towards John O'Shea. O'Shea making a darting run down the right wing. Dangerous ball towards the centre. Good flick on by Andy Cole, but it's going over towards that far side. And there was a change of minds there between Giggs and Cole. Didn't know which one of them wanted to take it on, but Andy Cole has possession out towards Ryan Giggs. Giggs plays it back out to outside. Outside, out towards Dennis Owen. Owen's been dispossessed there by young Sean Maloney. Maloney playing it out towards Damien Duff, looking to go on to counter-attack here was Celtic and Republic of Ireland. And Keane looking for a free, and referee happy enough to leave it play on. Scores a dangerous ball into the box. It's been knocked out, cleared out there over on that far side by Stylian Petrov. It's been picked up over near the corner flag by Stephen Carr. Carr plays it back in towards the penalty box, in towards Paul Lambert. Lambert slowing play back down again to give him all a chance, and Stephen Carr is feeling the effects of it already, getting a pull of his hamstring there just to give it a bit of a stretch to keep on going in this game. And Carr looking for options, not too many of them though, and he's played it all towards Damien Duff.
Yeah, Duff has it. I think Richard Dunne is at the centre of the Republic of Ireland defence, and you know he's an experienced international, and both sides are finding it difficult to get through. As I said, we have Wes Brown and in the centre of the United defence, and they're not finding it very easy to get through.
Celtic through Paul Lambert, playing it up through the centre, through Stylian Petrov up towards Robbie Keane. Here's a dangerous one now in the runners, but left and right, dangerous ball through the middle, but just that little bit too far, and Kevin Pilkington finding it very easy to pick up that ball.
Yeah, it was a good ball from Keane. It was a little bit more, it was a little bit more straight, a little bit more diagonal would have probably been better, but it went straight to the keeper.
So through the centre goes Nicky Butt into the centre circle, looking to go on the counter-attack in this one, and it is Nicky Butt with possession of the ball out towards Alan Smith, playing over towards that far side through Andy Cole. Cole plays it back to Sylvester, and it's good at two-touch football here so far from Manchester United. Paul Scholes playing into Nicky Butt. Good possession here from John O'Shea, back out towards Paul Scholes, trying to work it through the Celtic defence, but Celtic have cut that one out, and it's been cut out by Richard Dunne. Who else over there? Paul Lambert playing the ball out towards this near touchline towards Robbie Keane, still stuck in the fence. Oh, well, he got around Gary Neville that time, and Keane walking over towards over the halfway line. Keane played the ball into Kevin Kilbane, but sloppy play from Kilbane, because Ryan Giggs read the situation, he intercepted, he's gone down this right wing looking for someone to come and play it on, but defender there, Richard Dunne, and Malby is there playing centre-back as well, and Giggs is just saying, come and get me if you can. Paul Scholes getting possession, playing it over towards that far touchline, over towards Mikel Silvestre, and of course the Frenchman who was with the Manchester United team for over 9 seasons, over 350 caps for the club with 10 goals, including in that four-time Premier League victory. Here's a chance on goal here, not through Nicky Butt, but plays it over top. Is it a penalty? Graham Kelly, that's a penalty for Manchester United. A good ball over the top. Nicky Butt played the ball over the top, and there was a Celtic man who slid in there. It looks like Stephen Carr took Nicky Butt out of it, and it's going to be a penalty for Manchester United.
Yeah, and probably it was the first really threatening movement they got in the box, and there was some good play to put him through. And it's been interesting to see now. I think maybe Dennis Silva might be coming up to take it.
Yes, that was the roar of the cock crowd. And there might have been a small bit of simulation there, maybe. He might have died for the ball, but the penalty has been awarded. And the Corkman, Dennis Irwin, is going to take this one. Facing, of course, David Ford, the Irish keeper. He steps up, he's going to shoot. That's a great goal. Just tucked it into the right corner and over towards the north stand. Off he goes, Dennis Irwin. And the opening goal of the game. And it's a great penalty taken down to the bottom right-hand corner. David Ford, no chance.
No chance. Very good penalty from Dennis Irwin. Look, he took many his career from he was with Oxford and Man United. And it was a great goal. And, just what the game needed, I suppose, coming up to the half-hour mark. I suppose they played some nice football. And there's some great footballing brains out there, but the legs mightn't be there.
There's room at the back. If you could move to the back.
So just organising there, and a lot of people stuck down the front of Parky Creeve of the terraces at both ends, but we're back underway as 1-0 in favour of Manchester United after 19 minutes, and Celtic now looking to reply to that one quite quickly. They probably have had the better of the chances so far in this game, and it's Damien Duff in possession. He plays over towards Stephen Carr, over towards that far touchline, back in towards Duff, who's being well marshalled there by Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes. Duff good tackling there by Paul Scholes, but the referee has awarded a free. It was a tackle from behind from Paul Scholes, and Paul's just asking, what's wrong with that one? But he's just not happy enough. Quick free taken by Celtic and Republic of Ireland, but it's landed short into Mikkelsen. Sylvester has a 13-4 play. There's a chance for a goal here from Kevin Kilman. Kilman back across the square of the goal. Back to Ross that faced the goal. An open goal that is mercy for Kevin Kilman. When he looks at it, the highlights read later on, he'll actually realise how much of an opportunity he has.
Yeah, without doubt, and I'm sure on talk he's going to get plenty slagging over that. He got a great opportunity to put the ball in late. Obviously, it was a mistake by Sylvester. He was trying to be a fancy one out of defence, but it went astray and fell to Kilban. But unfortunately, the keeper just managed to get there on time.
So, ball played out from Nicky Butt over towards this near touchdown through Gary Neville. Ryan Giggs making a run off towards this near side. He plays it in towards Nicky Butt, but it's been missed by Gary Neville. And a chance here for the Republic and Ireland selection through Sean Maloney. Maloney plays it down the wing towards Robbie Keane. Robbie Keane being Man Martino and marshalled by John O'Shea, who's showing him the end line. And Butt is getting in there as well. But Robbie Keane has done very well indeed to hold his ground. Out towards Kevin Kilban, of course, the man who had the opportunity to score that open goal there. Played out towards Hart and back down the wing towards Kevin Kilban. Kilban playing it back out towards Hart, being 1-2 again, and looking for Robbie Keane, but never read the script there. Keane, he ran away, and Kilban has turned over the ball. It's going to be Manchester United ball now. Possession by Alan Smith, playing out towards Andy Cole. Andy Cole playing it back towards John O'Shea, getting the Irishman involved, probably wants to get involved because he's making his way up the pitch. He's looking for a goal as well for the second Irish player that is playing as well. I'm sure we will see the likes of Roy Keane coming onto the field later on as well. Lewis Saha, maybe even Rio Ferdinand might make an appearance as well. Maybe when Dennis Irwin is over. There was a long ball put in there by Dennis Irwin into the feet of Alan Smith. There was a push there though by Richard Dunn, and he's conceded a free halfway between the end line and the halfway line.
Yeah, it should be no real danger. It's too far out for a direct shot on goal. But if the second ball breaks down in there, there could be an interesting. So they're taking it quickly. Paul Scholes is on the ball now. He's trying to get John O'Shea in and out to Phil Neville.
Gary Neville.
And Gary fits the ball in. Good ball in, but it's cut out dead easily. And it's picked up in the midfield there by Celtic. And Damien Duff is making a run out the other wing, but he goes the opposite way to Robbie Keane. And Robbie Keane has been really very much involved in the opening half so far. And we're heading up for 25 minutes.
Robbie Keane going down the left wing. He's been marshalled out there by Wes Brown. Keane playing the ball over towards that far side, over towards Damien Duff. Of course, he used to do this for the Republic of Ireland. It's going down the short wing. Stephen Carr squared into the 6-yard box, but it's been well picked up there by Kevin Pilkington. In the last 5 minutes, including with that penalty, the game has really livened up.
Yeah, it's livened up a bit, and Damien Duff probably could have taken a chance and shot himself there, but he played it into Carr, who was trying to put it across for Robbie Keane, but Kevin Pilkington managed to cut it out. And balls with Ryan Giggs again now, and the Wales manager out to Alan Smith, and Smith is probably going to go back to his full-back Sylvester again.
He's Smith, of course, with the long bobbed hair, of course, and he's played it back in towards the centre. Of course, there is rolling substitutions, but no substitutions required as of yet. And the possession with Paul Scholes playing down towards Gary Neville, who's kind of playing a centre forward role. And there's a bit of a couple of changes here in this one. Nicky Butt out in this right wing looking for Gary Neville, and he's made the run. And Nicky Butt just applauds him for the run. Great to see you make your run, pal, but you're not getting possession in this one. Played out towards Paul Scholes, back out towards Ryan Giggs, who's right down the centre of the park. And Giggs plays it over towards the far side through Dennis Irwin, and out towards the far side. Irwin making a run over there. It's back in towards Andy Cole. Cole is surveying options, plays it inside towards Nicky Butt, and Cole making a sneaky run up there. Ryan Giggs with the ball facing out towards that right wing, plays the ball across the centre of the box. Well marshalled there by Richard Dunn, who chested down to his feet and played a quick ball out towards Damien Duff. And there's a breakaway on here if Duff puts up his head over towards this near touchline, but not quick enough. There weren't ball been swinged over towards this near side through Ian Hart, and Hart picking a position on this left hand side of the pitch on the city or the south end of the ground, playing it out towards Kevin Kilban, and Kilban playing out towards looking for Hart, but it's going back to the playmaker still in Petrov, and Petrov out towards the centre back Paul Lambert, and Petrov playing very playmakerish role, looking for the runners inside, but not too many of them. So he plays back out towards Paul Lambert, and Lambert sends the ball over towards Damien Duff, of course, over on that far side, over towards Robbie Keane, of course, the experienced Irishman, the record Irish most capped, over 160 caps the man has for the wearing the green jersey, over towards Damien Duff. Duff has been shown the end line by Sylvester, so he plays the ball back out towards the centre, over towards Paul Lambert, halfway between the halfway line and the goal line, over towards Richard Dunn, who's making an advancing role at this early stage of the game. After 25 minutes to the clock, Manchester United 1, Celtic 0. The goal coming after 80 minutes through the penalty boot of Dennis Owen. Saw Maloney over towards the far side into the feet of Robbie Keane, but Maloney was taking the ball, but well stopped there by Nicky Butt. Won the ball fair and square, and a good square ball, early ball up to Andy Cole. And Cole, Mickey run, Mickey Dark, can he get across? Teammate at a one-on-one, Richard Dunn trying to close it down. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! Hit it across the keeper in front of the keeper, giving David Ford no chance. But a great early ball over the top, and it's 2-0 in favour of Manchester United.
Yes, man, I suppose you just spoke about Richard Dunn kind of crossed the halfway line, and he was a good bit away from his own goal, and United's counter-attacked quickly, and Andy Cole kind of got the run on him, and while Richard Dunn got back, Dunn had enough just to be able to roll the ball past David Ford. So goal for Andy Cole in Packy Key.
So there's a substitute being made there, and I'm just hearing the name of Stephen McManus, who is being named coming on there. So I think Johan Mulby is coming off, and that was Kenny Cunningham who was coming on, but obviously there's been a change that we haven't been notified of. So I think Steve McManus is the man who is coming on in that one. But the Celtic get the Celtic and Ireland selection get the game back underway again in this one. Duff going up the sideline, but cleared out, stopped by Dennis Owen, who gets a cheer the crowd over and towards that far side on the north end of the ground. Ball from Stephen Carr, sending the ball in towards the penalty box, but it's been touched out by Mikel Silvestro, who plays out towards Ryan Giggs, and Giggs out towards Nicky Butt. Both sides picking up the pace now in this one so far, as the sun starts to creep out here in Parky Creeve, out towards John O'Shea. Shea plays into the centre towards Andy Cole. Cole plays it back towards Scholes, and good flowing football from Manchester United. Now out towards Nicky Butt, over towards that far side to Alan Smith. And it looks like it's a 4-5-1 formation that United are playing now at the moment. Out towards Nicky Butt. Butt looking to get in, involved in the action after the winning that penalty. That was the opening goal of the game. Back out towards Andy Cole. And Cole looking to give options, but left or right. Takes a shot down to the left-hand side. But good save to the left-hand side from Dale Ford.
Yeah, good save from David Ford, but United are starting to get on top in midfield now, and you know, they probably have a lot of experience out there in the likes of Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes and Giggs, and you know, Andy Cole showing well up front. So John O'Shea is kind of pushing up now along with Fiddle Evelyn, and John O'Shea is playing more right full now, and he's getting the ball into the box.
Gives the ball into the centre. It's going to be a transfer. Manchester United back out towards Alan Smith to Gary Neville. Neville plays it back towards the box. There's a dangerous high boot going in there. It's going to be a free out for Celtic and Republic of Ireland. Another opportunity for Manchester United to get a third goal on the score.
Yeah, and I suppose they were maybe trying to play two to set each other up, but Gary Neville got in and they just managed to clear out Celtic. But Celtic are kind of getting a little bit overrun at midfield at the moment, and possibly need to maybe drop Robbie Keane back in there or someone else get some fresh legs on.
So United revert back to a 4-4-2 formation. Gary Neville playing up front, and he got a bit of a stern warning there from Graham Kelly. Stephen Carr with possession over towards that far side, but Kelly, I should say Stephen Carr, not really getting involved in this game. A couple of poor balls from him so far in this one. Ball with Nicky Butt, possession sent up towards Alan Smith, of course, the former Manchester United player who's there for 3 seasons. He was fouled there by Stephen McManus, I think it is, and it's going to be possession, a free, the centre circle for Manchester United.
Yeah, again, it's been a very entertaining opening half, and you know, players are starting to get into it a small little bit, and there's opportunities starting to arise now, and it's opening up.
Mikel Silvestro with possession back in the end line, and he plays it out towards Andy Cole. Andy Cole looking for a 1-2 with Alan Smith, but Smith plays it back out towards the Irishman over that far side, Dennis Irwin. Irwin playing possession back into the centre of the park, swings it out over towards this near side, out towards Wes Brown. Wes Brown making his first advancing role up beyond the halfway line in this game. Over towards Nicky Butt. Butt swings the ball back over towards Andy Cole, right down to red ball indeed. Andy Cole looking for options inside, with into the feet of Paul Scholes, who's at the edge of the area. Plays out to his fellow English international, Gary Neville. Neville plays it back out towards another English international, Wes Brown. Brown back out to Butt. But playing inside to John O'Shea, made a steal on the side, and just shepherding out from play is the Celtic defender. And it's going to be a kick out for Celtic Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, so far it's been a very entertaining game, and you know, I think the crowd are starting to enjoy it. And you say, obviously, in the second half, we'll see more substitutions and stuff coming in, so it'll be continue to be entertaining. But as David Fornham kicks the ball out towards Stephen Carr, and Damien Duff is getting down that wing as well. So the Celtic have an overlap here on the right wing if they can play 1-2, because Robbie Keane is getting through as well on this side.
Stephen Carr just keeping the ball in play, and he's done well. He's kept on his run. He's kept going. Ball, good ball in from Damien Duff, and Carr sending the ball across this square. But it's going to be awarding a free in. He was tackled very late from behind, and the defender down there, Ryan Giggs, calling for a dive. But both players shake hands. But it's a free right down by the end line, about 5 yards off the end line. And it's going to be taken by Damien Duff.
Yeah, it was quite close to be the penalty pair, actually. Stephen Carr just got the run on and Mikel Sylvester there, and he decided to pull him back, and it just happened to be outside the 18-yard box, and there's a free kick now just outside the 18-yard box that Damien Duff is lining up, and we have a few players trying to get in for the penalty area. So Duff just hits it low and hard.
No,
we couldn't try to flick it, but it was cleared away, and now Andy Cole's after picking it up midway between the halfway line and his own penalty area.
Yeah, it was a poor penalty indeed. They all converged in the 6-yard area, and Andy Cole played back to Scholes out towards this right wing to Gary Neville, and Neville played it back square into Nicky Butt. But for options played out towards Paul Scholes, and Scholes just in the centre of the circle, taking his time about it, and Ryan Giggs at his leisure as well, just plays it back towards Scholes as well. But Giggs retrieves possession just on the perimeter of the centre circle, plays out towards Nicky Button, but and Giggs played back out towards Gary Neville, and Neville back towards his defensive player Wes Brown with his luminous orange boots, I must say, a lot brighter than the ones that Damien Duff is wearing, as well as Mikel Sylvester. They must have bought the boots in the same shop. Ball over towards Dennis Irwin, who's looking to get that goal that he could cherish for memories for the rest of his life. Ball has been swung from Nicky from Paul Scholes, one of the pass masters of the game. He's got around an 89% accuracy in the Premier League stats wise for long passes. One of the most unique players of a long pass indeed. Out towards this near touchline, down towards Nicky Button, but looking for Gary Neville, but and played out towards Andy Cole. 1-2 at three with between Andy Cole, John O'Shea, and Nicky Button, but plays out towards Paul Scholes. A few boos ringing around the stands for Paul Scholes. Plays in towards Andy Cole with his left foot, looking for the run of Gary Neville and John O'Shea. And O'Shea looking for that elusive goal over there. Good flick away by O'Shea, but he's turned over the ball. There's a counter-attack here now between Damien Duff and Robbie Keane. And here comes the cavalry now. He's over the halfway line. Is Damien Duff over on that far side? There's a three-on-three inside the penalty box is going to be. And Damien Duff with Mikel Sylvester holding him off. Good ball over towards the near side, in towards the centre box towards Sean Maloney, but cutting it out was the Irish defender John O'Shea. Cleared it out towards Gary Neville, and Neville has cleared it back out towards Alan Smith. And Smith clearing out to Nicky Butt, but play back towards his defensive player, Mikel Sylvester. Back to possession is Alan Smith, and who hasn't done a whole lot in this game, has won two frees all right in the attacking half of the field. Out towards Nicky Butt, and a lovely ball out here to the feet of Gary Neville. Neville played it inside towards Andy Cole. Andy Cole played inside to Paul Scholes. And they're looking all the time for to see if John O'Shea is making that run over on that nearest touchline. But it's not going to be, as Nicky Butt gets possession of play. He sends it in towards the middle of the park. There's Alan Smith. A good ball by Ryan Giggs over towards that far side to get the Cork man Dennis Irwin back involved again. Irwin sends the ball in towards the centre-back, in towards his Irish compatriot John O'Shea. Shot from Andy Cole, but well stopped there by the Celtic defence. Cleared out, and well dodged there by Kevin Kilbane. There's a breakaway on again. It was Scholes who swung in the tackle there on Kevin Kilbane, but the referee happy enough to leave play continuing. Kevin Kilbane making a darting roll up the middle, and Kilbane outplaying the man inside. Is the offside flag is staying down inside? There's a chance for Celtic, Celtic inside off the just outside of the post, and touched outside by Pinkerton. It was Sean Maloney who dinked the ball over the top, but that small flick to sit the ball to the far side of the post as a corner for Celtic and Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, probably deserved the goal. It did look, to be fair, up here. It did look offside, but the flag stayed down. And I suppose the fact that it is a friendly game, it might have, it may not have well been offside, but it was a good ball through. The biggest thing they are paying in the last 5 minutes or so is that United are dominating possession, and Celtic are having to do an awful lot of running just to try and get their hands on the ball, and they can't really get their hands on the ball. But Damien Duff does have his feet at the ball now, and you know, he's going to take a shot from again out to Stephen Carr, maybe, I think.
No, Sean Maloney.
Sean Maloney is trying to get it into Duff. Duff has beaten the outside trap. He's got into the box. He's looking for a penalty, but he clears it, and Gary Neville, I think, clears it out. And it's going to be a throw-in for Celtic.
So I'm throwing on the north side, north stand side of the ground. It's going to be taken by, it looks like Maloney over there, and it's being played back by Stephen Carr into Maloney's feet out towards Paul Lambert, of course, who did manage Stoke towards the back end of the season before they got relegated, and he left the club on voluntary terms and played the ball in towards the feet of Damien Duff. The good smart ball from Duff out towards Carr on that far side. Duff plays the 1-2 inside. He's going to try around Mikel Silvestri. He's beating him, and he's a good ball in towards the centre of the box with Kevin Pilkington, who's got up first and has geared the ball out towards Paul Scholes.
Yeah, the game probably needs a Celtic goal, to be honest with you, but because United are dominating now at the minute, but you know, the ball is Celtic now are attacking now again, and Kevin Kilbane is after making a good run as Robbie Keane, and Keane can get in behind the defence.
Good ball.
He's just on the edge of the 18 box. Can he get a shot off? He can. He's in, he can hit it, but John O'Shea is covering him well, and Keane has his left foot trying to get it across, does get it across, but Pilkington sails it. He wasn't able to put it across to Sean Maloney, who was waiting to pull the trigger, but that was a menacing and a good promising attack from Celtic there, but United now have it in the middle of the pack again with Nicky Butt.
Yeah, it was a really good ball by the playmaker Kevin, or by Stephen Petrov, I should say. It was a mistake from Nicky Butt, but at the aforementioned Nicky Butt has played the ball out towards this near touchline through Gary Neville. He's just saying, Andy Cole, up the line you go, pal, but Cole refused, and he just plays the ball into his feet, and Kevin Kilbane throwing in the challenge, but he hasn't got in there. A good flowing football from Manchester United out towards Andy Cole and Nicky Butt, making a darting run up towards the middle after 36 minutes on the clock. Manchester United 2, the Ireland and Celtic selection 0. Over towards that far side to Dennis Irwin, back in towards the feet of Paul Scholes with another darting pass. What a pass that is. But Andy Cole, he made just another yard. He just about got there, but he applauses the efforts of Paul Scholes.
Yeah, it was a great pass from Scholes, and to be fair, I think Andy Cole has been one of the most impressive players on the park so far today. He's been working really hard. He's showing for the ball. He's laying off the ball, and you know, he's a threat up front all the time, because he's able to cover the ground, and that's the big thing now in the park here with Dennis Irwin. Now knocks it out, Stephen Carr's intercepting, and plays it out to midfield again, and Robbie Keane is kind of showing for what he's doing here, but the ball has gone down the other wing to it with Damien Duff, and Duff is getting through, but Keane is free in the middle. If he can get the ball in over, there's Brown down. Duff is looking at it, but he passes to go back into midfield, and Ian Hart is out in the left wing here now, and Hart is looking for the ball of Kevin Kilbane, and Maloney, I think, is trying to get it through forward him, and Ian Hart is after kind of swapping a bit with Kevin Kilbane. Kilbane is on the ball now, and they're trying to get the ball in. Robbie Keane is free inside, but United have enough back at the moment, and Celtic are finding it hard to penetrate them.
Yeah, so it's a substitute. Steve McManus has got the ball in the centre of the park and paid it back towards Paul Lambert. Lambert's going to swing play over towards that far side where he thinks ball is twice. He's turned back inside, and he's looking for options inside towards Kevin Kilbane, the left-footed born Englishman, who has played Irish internationals, over 100 caps for the Irish team, in towards Ian Hart. Darting ball, but no one being made inside by Robbie Keane, has been picked up by Kevin Pilkington, who swings the ball, throws the ball into the feet of Paul Scholes. Scholes sends the ball back out towards the far side, over towards Dennis Irwin, and Irwin having a decent enough game so far in this one, Decky.
Yeah, he's done very well, especially because he's been faced by Duff, so he's done very well, and as you said, like he opened the scoring from the penalty spot, and but he hasn't neglected his defensive duties, and he's done very well.
So possession with Manchester United legends through Nicky Butt in the centre of the park, and plays it back towards Captain Ryan Giggs, and Giggs outside, off the outside of his left boot, over towards the green and black Nike boots of Gary Neville. Neville looking for runners, but left and right, but he had plenty of time in the world to get to the feet of Andy Cole. Cole might have been caught out there by Sean Maloney. His ball's been turned over, but a foul there by Mikel Silvestre into the back of Robbie Keane. It's going to be a free for Celtic in their own half.
Yeah, Keane has shown up well, to be fair, but he probably needs a little bit more support up front. And, you know, Damien Duff is out in the wing, and Damien Duff might be better off if he can be a little bit closer to Keane so they could play some 1-2s. But Duff again is on the ball now, and Stephen Carr is making the extra run from down the middle. Petrov is coming in the middle, and Robbie Keane is trying to get into the centre forward spot. Celtic have a promising attack here now if they can get some runners on the ball.
It's playmaker Petrov with the ball, but 35 yards out from goal, playing it out towards this near touchline, over towards Kevin Kilbane. The Kilbane turns back right, sends the ball back over towards that far side, over towards Stephen Carr, who's playing in front of the three-man defence. Nobody looks up, but it's out towards Damien Duff. Duff just making a dirty run towards the edge of the box. He plays it back outside towards Stephen Carr, and Carr playing towards the centre towards, it looks like Sean Maloney. Maloney playing a dirty ball to the centre. Transfer for the Ireland and Celtic combination, but ball darted to the right-hand side and wide by Kevin Kilbane.
Yeah, possibly should have used his right foot there. He'd been all left-footed, but he possibly should have used his right foot to curl that ball in. But again, there was another good opportunity, and the ball started the second half again now, and Mikel Sylvester started off again now, going down the left side, and he goes into the midfield looking for Alan Smith, but it's cut out, and Richard Dunne is on the ball now, out to Damien Duff, and Duff trying to take on the player. Duff has gone down the wing, where he's done very well. Back to Richard Dunne again. Robbie Keane is pulled very wide here and looking for the ball over the top, and Dunne can spot him if he says it. He goes back to his Paul Lambert again. Lambert is trying to walk the ball through the lines, and a nice ball there to Kilbane. Back to Dunne, and Dunne is going to play it into the middle again now. There's an opportunity here now for Celtic to get in, but the ball doesn't go over John O'Shea, and John O'Shea cuts it out. Robbie Keane was trying to get in behind him.
So, ball out towards Gary Neville in defence. That's Gary Neville back in towards Mikel Sylvester, and Sylvester plays the ball back out towards Paul Scholes, and Scholes into the feet of Ryan Giggs, which coming up to the 41st minute on the clock at the Blackrock end of the ground. Ball back into the feet of Wes Brown, and Brown plays it back towards Paul Scholes. Scholes smack ball out to the feet of Nicky Butt in the centre of the park, and a darting run over that far side there by Ryan Giggs, and Giggs has got the ball. He's on his own up front, though. He's looking for options, put left and right, and Giggs got through two tackles there, through Damien Duff as well, and a good darting run outside by Dennis Irwin. And Irwin playing the ball back in towards Giggs, playing a 1-2, and he's looking for options, but left and right. He's looking for Mikel Sylvester to come up and join him in attack, but Giggs plays a short ball into towards Andy Cole. Andy Cole's played it back out towards the feet of Damien Duff, who picks it up in defence. And Stephen Petrov now to reignite this Celtic and Republic Ireland team, plays a smart ball out towards Ian Hart on this side of the pitch. And Ian Hart going through the middle of defence, two runners, one runner, but left and right, Sean Maloney. He was played on by Wes Brown on this side of the pitch, and Paul Scholes and Gary Neville looking for the offside flag, but he's beating the trap over there. Damien Duff takes a smack ball inside towards Robbie Keane. Oh, what an opportunity that was. He played a good ball, but Keane just couldn't get the foot to it. And Kevin Pilkington clears out the ball.
Yeah, it was the best opportunity Celtic probably had, that they were in front of the goal. Obviously, Kevin Kilbane had a great chance earlier on, but now it's at the other end of the field, and Cole, who has been really impressive. I think the offside flag has been given against him, but Celtic about to start and build again, and they'd be hoping to try and get a goal in the last 2 or 3 minutes before half time. But up to now, it's been a very, very good game. And as I said, Robbie Keane is free again now in the middle, if he can get it through. And it looks like Lambert has a good ball for Keane again now. And Keane is in on goal, and he's going to the edge of the 18 yard box. But Duff is coming in the far post, if you can see him. And Keane is going to try and goal himself.
Yes,
and
he does. Wow, what a goal!
Robbie Keane does what he does best, and the game needed that. And it's a great goal for Celtic and Republic of Ireland. And back to 2-1 coming up to half time.
Great to see Robbie Keane getting in on the act. 43 minutes, just coming up to 43 minutes on the clock. Robbie Keane with a great individual goal. Great ball by Stephen Petrov down the near side. And Robbie Keane do the donkey walk down the end line to bring it back in and put it under the body of Kevin Pilkington. Manchester United 2, Ireland Celtic selection 1.
Yeah, it was great. Great for the game as well. It breathes a bit of new life back into it. And it just goes to show like that Keane had the legs, and he did get past his man inside the 18 box, turned his man, and he got it onto his favourite right foot and threw the ball past Pilkington. And as I said, they'll be glad to get in and get the half-time break and probably get some fresh legs on the pitch for the second half. But it's just coming up to half-time now, about a minute and a half left to go.
So Manchester United restart the game again after the third goal in this opening half, and you're wondering what both managers, Messrs Keane and O'Neill, what substitutions can they make to the second half. And a weary ball there from John O'Shea over towards the far side to meet his left back, Dennis Irwin. Irwin plays it back in towards the middle of the defence towards Mikel Sylvester, and Sylvester plays it back to Paul Scholes. Scholes looking for options. He's out to Giggs, and he receives possession of Scholes back again, plays it out to his midfield partner, and Nicky Button. John O'Shea making a darting run over towards this near touchdown. A good pass from Paul Scholes to find John O'Shea, who made a really good run over here. He's gone inside Ian Hart, and O'Shea, the younger of the two players, plays inside to Andy Cole. O'Shea has made a darting run in towards the centre of the box. He's got it just outside the parameter of the D. Nicky Butt plays it back outside towards Paul Scholes. And Scholes out towards this near touchdown towards Gary Neville, and a ring of boos. That's swinging around Parky Queeve again, but he played it back outside out towards Nicky Butt back to Neville, and Neville back out towards the pass master Paul Scholes in the centre of the park. And Scholes over towards Nicky Butt, trying to enter the parallelogram of the penalty box. We played a dangerous ball in there, was being well dealt inside there by Steve McManus. Poor tackle there by Paul Scholes, who took out Sean Maloney. It's going to be a free out for Celtic about 10 yards outside their penalty box.
Yeah, and I suppose many people might say it might be a trademark tackle from Scholes at this stage, because again, like, he took it out. Robbie Keane has made the run, stayed in his own half. The line flag up, the half time whistle is just gone. And I suppose for any young kids looking at the game today, the big opportunity is to see how they use the ball and walk it out wide and actually get spaces free. But so far, it's been a very, very entertaining game, Pat. And I'm sure all the 45,000 that came are glad that they came. And obviously, it's for a good cause. But, you know, it's a great occasion. And as I said, we have the Right Catholic going to come out now again. And we also have the Aero Oak underage going to put on a play of scale of games at halftime.
Okay, we're going to have some halftime analysis very shortly indeed. But for the moment, where is halftime score here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh for the Liam Miller tribute match? It's Manchester United 2, the Ireland and Celtic selection 1. Stay tuned, because we'll come up at halftime. We have some analysis and views from Decky Barron.
From 8 to late, this is COY 104 FM. Live from Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the Liam Miller tribute match on your local radio station, COY 104 FM.
Back to Páirc Uí Chaoimh here, where the halftime score in the Liam Miller testimonial match is Manchester United 2, Ireland and Celtic 1. It's been a decent game so far, and just at the moment, the Aero Oak teams, the four Aero Oak teams, will be having a small mini under 12 match, and two matches, in fact, and they'll be playing at half time. We'll be back with the second half in around 11 or 12 minutes or so. It was a slow start, Decky, to the soccer match, but when the first goal went in off the penalty from Dennis Irwin, things really started getting going then.
It did, of course, Pat, but I suppose they also know that there was going to be a 90-minute game, and you know, a lot of them wouldn't be up to 90 minutes of the game, so they were going to start at a comfortable pace, shall we say. But it did liven up, as you say, once Dennis Irwin scored the penalty. But it has been a very entertaining game, and look, it's great to see all the young kids out here now at the halftime, and from the Aero Oak Club in Evans and out there in Lakewood, where they have fantastic complexes both out in Evans and Lakewood. And, you know, they have huge numbers playing all games, be it hurling, football, camogie, and soccer.
So, just both teams. We've actually both sides, both types of games here. We've both football and hurling here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. A lot of the crowd have gone out for their refreshments. But I suppose in the first half, the penalty, a well taken penalty by Dennis Irwin there. It was Nicky Butt who got brought down just inside the edge of the box. But it was a fair call from Graham Kelly, and well stuck away by Dennis Irwin.
That was a fantastic penalty, and I suppose Dennis Irwin he's done it for Oxford and he's done it for Man United. But you know, United played some decent 1-2s into the box, and as I said, Celtic were forced to concede the penalty, and upset them. Didn't say, but Andy Cole had it in his hand, all right, waiting to take it. But everyone came up and said, "I'm going to take it." And he planted it in the bottom right hand corner with Davis Ford's goal. So it was great after 18 minutes to get the goal that the crowd came to see.
And after about 25 minutes, then Decky, a long ball up from the Manchester United defence, but well, a good stick out by Andy Cole, made a dart run for 20 yards and played it across the face of the goal in front of David Ford, who gave him no opportunity to try and give it a save.
Yeah, I suppose at the time, Celtic were probably attacking, and it was a classic counter-attack goal, I suppose, really, because Richard Dunne had left his position in the middle of defence, and United broke quickly, and the ball was played through to Andy Cole, and he outpaced the Celtic defence and just rolled the pass David Ford for a very well taken goal. And Andy Cole has been really impressive so far in the opening half, and like, I suppose on the United side, Cole has been very impressive, and on the Celtic and Republic of Ireland side, we have Damien Duff, and Robbie Keane has been equally impressive.
And the goal then for the Republic of Ireland selection, good ball from Stephen Petrov out towards this near wing, picked up by Robbie Keane, and Keane had to do a lot of work down at the end line to get back in and played it under the chest of Kevin Pilkington.
Yeah, without doubt, and I suppose Keane probably had a trial run just previous to that, and he was unlucky not to score. And you know, Celtic probably on stats probably had more chances. Kevin Cadbane had two chances of goals, but and the goal did come, and say it was only 3 minutes to half time, and it was Robbie Keane, was all his own work at the end when he got the ball out in the 18-yard box. He took it past John O'Shea, and he was able to get the strike on and knock it into the net. So it was past Kevin Pilsby. So it really made a game for now. 2-1 at half time, and you know, I'm sure we're going to see some new faces for the second half in both sides. But now at the moment, we have the young kids, as I said, from the Euro club out there in Ovens, displaying the Gaelic games of hurling and football, which will be more used to the stadium.
Yeah, I suppose, and that was one of the requirements from the Gaelic Athletic Association from Croke Park, that that the there'll be some sort of GA matches or of some requirement to be played at half time or pre match. And this is the requirement being fulfilled now by the committee of the Liam Miller's tribute match.
Yeah, and look, it's only fantastically well, because some of these young kids out here are absolutely fantastic. And I see the young girl there just scoring a fantastic goal for one of the old teams in the far pitch there. She actually took a brilliant goal, and you can see how strong, I suppose, ladies football is in Cork. And, you know, these young boys and girls are taking their opportunity, but they're also watching the stars and their big stars and the big stars that they have on the Cork teams, and they want to emulate them on the pitches, and that's what they're doing down here, and they all want to follow in the footsteps of the Cork Gaelic Games, the Cork Ladies, the Camogie, and indeed the Cork Soccer Players. And we have some of them, as you said, like Dennis Irwin here, the Miller's obviously thing, but Roy Keane possibly will be out for the second half as well, and he's an icon in Cork as well. So from that point of view, it's a great occasion, and it's the occasion that really matters and what it's for.
Absolutely, indeed. Just to mention, I suppose, not many people would actually know about it, Decky, but Dennis Irwin himself was a great Gaelic player, and he was on trials there for the Cork under 14 team at one stage, and he was playing with Norwood and Tom Kenny.
It was indeed, and I think Roy Keane would have probably played a bit with Mayfield as well in his time, and he also captained, I think, the Cork team to win the Kennedy Cup in soccer. So, you know, before he went on to be a household name, he was a household name in Cork, and as many of these young kids will be, like, and you know, like the Aeroge now would have Callum Sheehan, who went abroad for the Australian rules, and you know, you had Daniel Goulding, who gave years and years and won All Ireland with Cork as well. So the Ovens club are producing great sports people, and for whatever sport they're playing, and you know, that's great to be seen. And a lot of the people that are here today are absolutely, I suppose, amazed. Some of the people that will be here today probably never saw a hurling match or a football match, and I was just on the way in there, I saw Sean Kelly, I suppose, who's you know, the former GAA president, and you know, who's probably credited with opening with getting rugby and soccer played in Croke Park. And he's here today to witness this specific occasion, and magnificent occasion as well. So it is a great occasion. And we said, look, it's for a good cause, but more importantly, that everybody rode together. And whatever sport that you play in, sport has to be the winner. And we hope that this will be, you know, I suppose in defense of Bob Dylan's song, times they are changing. And, you know, Ireland is becoming more modern. And you know, football, hurling and soccer is now on their doorsteps and on their screens, and every kid can see it now, whereas before it was a very much parochial thing. Now it's a worldwide thing, and these games today are probably being seen by people all over the world, because they are being broadcast as well, live as well, and the soccer match today is being broadcast, and the soccer is a game that's played all over the world. Hurling and football mightn't be, but you know, there's an opportunity there for the GAA to broaden their horizons as well.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. And speaking of the GAA, of course, live sport on COI 104 FM doesn't stop today for this week, because we'll have two live games down for decision this weekend. Of course, on Saturday evening, we'll have the Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship game, the quarterfinal between Fáil O'Neill's and Kilruth. That'll be live on COI 104 FM this Saturday night from Parkirin, with a 7:45 throw-in that we'll be handing over to Michael O'Brien at around 7:30. And then on Sunday, we will have of course, the Cork County semi-finals here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It'll be a quick turnaround for the staff here at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. They'll have to rub out the soccer lines and draw in the hurling lines as we look forward to the doubleheader this weekend, as Imikili will take on UCC. And of course, we will also have Blackrock taking on Middleton. We'll be covering the first game, Imikili and UCC, live from 2:30 on Sunday, Decky. And I suppose you'll have your hand in that one as well, Decky. You'll be here for the Imikili game on Sunday, and should be an intriguing encounter.
Yeah, it'll be two fantastic semi-finals, I think, in prospect, and all four teams have, you know, they've worked their way through the championship, and all the games so far have been really, really tight. Middleton just barely got over Newton Shannon the last day with a point to spare, and likewise in the previous game against Glen Rovers, likewise Imakili had only a point to spare in their particular game against Newcestown. So it's going to be some really interesting ones. Obviously, last year's final pairing, Imakili versus Black Rock, they're both still in it, they're both on the opposite sides of the draw, so they may fancy their chances of meeting again this year. Black Rock, as I said, have come in a little bit under the radar to a degree. But to be fair, you know, they're facing a Middleton side that has been doing very, very well. And I think both of those games pair are going to be difficult to call, and they're both going to right go down to the wire, I would say.
All right, look, stay tuned for the second half. It's coming up very shortly indeed. The Aero teams, both teams still playing out in the field. There's a hurling match on the south stand side of the pitch, while on the far side there's a football match going on. But for the moment, we're going to take another ad break, but coming up, stay tuned for the second half of the Liam Miller tribute match between the Manchester United legends and the Celtic and Ireland legends, where it stands a Republic of Ireland 1, Manchester United 2. Stay tuned.
This is COY 104 FM. Live from Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the Liam Miller tribute match on your local radio station, CRY 104 FM.
Páirc Uí Chaoimh, where we've just seen the conclusion of both the GAA under 12 games from Liam Miller's old club, Airog, out in Ovens, of course, and both sets of players now just walking off the field, greeting their opposition. And two intriguing games we were watching there during the halftime, during the ad break there. It was two intriguing games and some good skill as well from 11 and 12 year olds.
Yeah, plenty of talent, and just goes to show like that's what the work that the old club are putting in out there in Ovens. And you know, I was out there myself in the last number of weeks. The Middleton play Ballincollig out there twice, and you know, I visited the complex there, and it's a credit to all concerned.
Yeah, and of course I've been to in recent weeks some big blitzes as well, where hundreds of kids have been attending blitzes around East Cork and West Waterford, and great to see the young kids here of Lee Miller's old team Aero getting their opportunity up in Páirc Uí Chaoimh today.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and you know, great credit to all the coaches and those involved with the club as well, because they all give their time selflessly, you know, and we have a lot of players on the park here who have been well paid for their time over their years, but the guys down at the grassroots level in both hurling, football and soccer do it for free of charge and for the love of the game, and they have to be really congratulated on all the hard work that they put in coaching and everything else.
So just a couple of substitutions there, and I heard Lewis Saha being mentioned. I thought it was Andy Cole who was out there, but anyway, it was Gary Neville who's going to be substituted by Michael Clegg at half time. Dion Dublin will be coming in full forward, and Dennis Irwin's going to make his way, of course, the goal scorer, the opening goal scoring of the opening goal of the game. He's going to be replaced by David May, and I see May out there just starting to warm up a small bit along with Clegg as well. Just a while ago, we also saw Michael O'Brien there wearing the green luminous jacket, but he was also umpiring a post.
Yeah, I suppose he was doing his job as I said, the secretary of the East Cork board, and you know, he said he was umpiring for the game there, and he said, look, those people are sports people and they just want to be involved, and they're giving all their time. All the stewards here today as well are all volunteers and, from clubs all over the county, and it's great to see it.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. So we're just waiting for both teams now to make their way back out onto the field of the place. Manchester United 2, the Celtic and Ireland selection won, a massive crowd here, nearly 45,000 here, and I'd expect that there will be the figure will be announced a little bit later on. And of course tonight, the gala night that will be held at the City Hall, and you can get involved at home as well by logging on to www.galabid.com/Liam, where there are 16 different items for auction and various things, memorabilia to go with it. There's a trip to Coolmore and Ballydoyle Stables. There's a trip to there's a signed jersey from David Beckham. There's an exclusive trip in the director's box back up to Old Trafford as well. So all that is among the 16 items that are there, a part of all that. There's a couple of changes on the Irish team as well, as both sides start to make their way back onto the field. There's a jersey number 28 there, so we'll get that there in a second. But
this afternoon for the Olympic match.
We'll just get the substitutions here.
And the Manchester United.
And it looks like Martin O'Neill's not going to declare who the substitutions are, but I know not Graham Kavanagh is out there. Colin Healy is also out there. And we're just going to find out who number the 28, who's wearing 28. I see Kevin Doyle is now out there as well. It looks like Damien Duff has made way for this one. And just waiting for the confirmation of numbers for that one. But definitely Graham Kavanagh. Kevin Doyle is on the team. And Colin Healy has also come on. And Andy Reid as well.
Yeah, possibly looks like maybe Stephen Hunt over on the far side as well. I'm not sure, but he's a good bit far away. But he's tiny boot now. I think he's 21 or something on the thing. But in the Irish jersey, but it possibly looks like Stephen Hunt. But I'm not 100% certain yet until we actually see. But yeah, there's a few changes on the sides. And I think we said we on the programme we had two number nine. So it might have been Louis Saha was doing really well instead of Andy Cole in the first half. So
yeah. Here we go now to get the changes to confirm them. So just a confusing numbers there in the book, and Dean Dublin now just getting his wrist strapped there by the Manchester United medic down there at the on the touchline, and I'm sure we'll get the confirmation of the Irish changes now as well. 2 for 20, that's Stephen Carr is making way for Stephen Kelly at right back. In that one, Richard Dunn's going to make way. Kenny Cunningham is making his way onto the field, playing a centre back. Of course, Kenny Cunningham has really been training over the last few weeks and months for this one. Kevin Kilbane has made his way. He had two opportunities for a goal and couldn't take either of them. Number 28 is on, but I'm not sure who that is. We'll get the confirmation of that number, I'm sure, in a second. And Paul Lambert has made way for Stephen MacPhail as well onto the field. Another change, Ian Hart has made way. Andy Reid will be playing out on the right wing over there. So that's number 8 for 12. We're just getting the numbers as the fourth official has put him up in front of us. 19 for 18. That's Stylian Petrov has made way for Graham Kavanagh, who will make his introduction. And Sean Maloney is coming on. He's coming off, in fact, as Stephen Kelly will be making his entrance into that one. So we're just trying to find out who is number 28, but the second half has got underway in this one, and it is the Manchester United legends who have started this second half, and they'll be playing towards the City and defending the Black Rock end. So Wes Brown has got the ball, played back towards Paul Scholes and into the centre circle towards Ryan Giggs, out towards Dion Dublin, the daytime BBC presenter, played out towards Mikael Silvestre, and John Shea has made a positional change. He's playing out on the left hand wing. Paul Scholes with a smart ball into the centre of the park towards Dion Dublin. Dublin was putting under pressure there from the Irish team, who've changed their kit to the full green Irish kit. They were wearing the green and white hoops in the opening half. Good ball out towards this Lear left touchdown towards Ryan Giggs into the feet of Dion Dublin. Well controlled by Dublin out towards the Frenchman. Mikael Silvestre went to play the ball in, but he's played it back towards Ryan Giggs, and Giggs into the centre back towards Stephen Paul Scholes, I should say. And Silvestre swings in the dangerous ball into the edge of the square, but it was headed out there by Michael Keg over the end line, and it's gone out for a goal kick to Ireland.
Yeah, as I said, United just looked to have maybe three changes, but the Celtic team have probably five or six changes on it, and they look to have some serious pace up front now, with likes of Kevin Doyle coming on to help Robbie Keane. So we see number 28 there. We're not sure who it is yet, but the ball has been played now out to Kevin Doyle here on the wing, and Stephen Kelly has gone down the wing in front of him, and Robbie Keane is coming close to him now, making the overlap. So Stephen Kelly back to Kevin Doyle. Doyle is cut out there, and his ball is played out to Robbie Keane again now on the Celtic Irish jersey now on the attack. Keane is looking for a little bit of help there on an overlap, and I think maybe ball is going to be played out to number 24 there, but Keane goes the opposite way. And it's number 8 there on the far side.
Andy Reid.
And the ball has been played in there.
It was Kevin Doyle. Kevin Doyle plays it back into
the there.
Kevin Doyle played it back into the fist of Kevin Pilkington. It's been cleared up by Pilkington into the feet of Nicky Butt. And Nicky Butt plays a 1-2 back towards Dion Dublin. And Dublin plays it to his captain, Ryan Giggs. Do bear with us as we're just trying to gather names of some of the players that are not named in the programme. I'm sure we'll find out very shortly indeed. Paul Scholes plays the ball over towards Ryan Giggs, and Giggs with a smart ball in towards the centre of the park, back in towards Nicky Butt, being challenged by two Irish players, Steve Mac, both by Graham Kavanagh and Andy Reid. Ball back towards Nicky Butt and plays up towards the front, up towards Dion Dublin. And Dublin playing a ball back towards Ryan Giggs, going up towards the far side through Alan Smith, and it's gone all the way over towards that far touchline. It's played back in towards the centre, in towards Paul Scholes. Scholes will be getting a few boos around the ground. Was being played to the feet of the Frenchman. Mikel Sylvester playing in the left back position. Good smart ball over the top by Nicky Butt. A bit of fancy football here from Dion Dublin. Over the top again by Nicky Butt, playing to the square. But being chested down there by the centre back and played it back in towards David Ford.
Yeah, number 28. We're not sure who he is at the moment, but very, very composed there. And as I said, we'll have to see who he is. But the ball again now, then plays the ball out here. Stephen Kelly, and Kelly is on the ball there now, and he's looking for a run for Abby Keane, but he goes back into the centre again to Graham Kavanagh.
So Stephen Kelly played ball, but it's gone a long ball all the way up towards the United defence, and it's going to be picked up back there by Wes Brown, who's going to pick it up, and it's going to be over towards the far side. Is Paul Scholes right down the centre of his own defence, played out towards David May, who's making his introduction, his first possession of the game, played it to Paul Scholes, and Scholes to his captain Ryan Giggs in the centre of the park. The loose ball out here towards John O'Shea. He's picked up possession indeed, has the Waterford man over towards Mikel Sylvester, the Frenchman born just outside northwest of Paris, back towards the Waterford man, John O'Shea, of course, who played with Manchester United for various years, over 12 seasons, in fact, and scored 15 goals in 393 appearances. Smart ball up from Wes Brown over towards looking for Alan Smith, but it's been well snuffed out by the Irish defence, and a good turn there by Robbie Keane. Keane facing towards, and a couple of tackles, loose tackles going in as well, but the referee's happy enough to leave play to develop on. United going to turn over the ball in their defence, Dickie.
Yeah, I think it was Kenny Cunningham that might have got a tackle in there to clear that ball. But Alan Smith has the ball now out to Scholes, to Giggs, and back to Scholes again, and then out to John O'Shea. So United are playing some nice, neat football. Sylvester then going to give it back to O'Shea again, and Nicky Butt is making a run inside him. So, United are doing some nice, neat things with the ball at the moment. But again, as I said, Giggs is on the ball now. He's just kind of crossing the halfway line, and he plays the ball into Alan Smith. Alan Smith is trying to hold it up. Dion Dublin has made a run through the middle of the ball. He's gone out to the other wing there now, and Nicky Butterson is on the ball. And United have a winger free on the right, but at the moment they're staying in the centre, which is Giggs. He's just playing it up there. The ball is switched out now to the right winger, and
Michael Clegg.
Michael Clegg then is in back into the middle again. Nicky Butterson is trying to give it to Sylvester, who's out here on the wing looking for it. As I said, ball is with Alan Smith now again. Smith back to Scholes, and Clegg is on one wing. Sylvester is free on the other wing, but they go down the centre. And now Alan Smith still trying to get on the ball, back to have Nicky Butt. Just chips it through for Dublin, but it's cut out there. And the Republic of Ireland are breaking away with Kevin Doyle now on the ball.
Yeah, so Kevin Doyle on the ball. And it's fair to say that Manchester United are definitely the more slicker and quicker of the sides at getting up onto the park. But it's a breakaway here for the Celtic and Republic of Ireland selection through Robbie Keane, in the centre of the park, looking for the run over that far side of Colin Healy, but sent the ball over towards Andy Reid. And Reid over on that side of the field, who played for Ireland for over 10 years, 29 appearances, swings the ball into the penalty box, but well dealt with by the Manchester United setup. And Manchester United again clearing the ball through David May, and May is headed out towards Ryan Giggs. It was a poor cross there that time, but it's been intercepted by Graham Kavanagh. There's not an opportunity for the Republic of Ireland and Celtic selection through Robbie Keane. Set the ball out towards just near touchline, out towards the ever veteran Kenny Cunningham. And Cunningham sends the ball square back in towards Robbie Keane. The 1-2 there from Robbie Keane. He's going to ball over towards the far side, but it's well stopped on his right hand side by Kevin Pilkington.
Yeah, good play there from Robbie Keane and Kenny Cunningham. And, Keane got that ball on his left that time, and he was a little bit maybe too far out, but it did hit the target, but keeper was able to get down to his right and make the save. And United now are trying to get towards the halfway line again. They're edging up, and Michael Clegg, I think, is out on the right-hand side. He's taking down the ball now, and he's going to try and get the ball in. Graham Kavanagh is covering back there as well. So United go back to the halfway line, and Giggs now is out around the park, and Giggs is probably going to swing the ball out to Mikel Sylvester, but he goes for Dion Dublin, and it's cut out. So Giggs is on the ball again now, and the Welsh manager is running the show there on midfield at the moment. Great brain on the ball, quick ball out here to John O'Shea, and John O'Shea has Mikel Sylvester about him, but he goes trying to play it into Dion Dublin. Nicky Butt has it, intercepted it, and Dublin is on the ball now, takes it off, and Paul Scholes is trying to get it in there. 1-2 with John O'Shea out to Clegg now, and Clegg is going to get it across. Number 20, I think, is Dion Dublin inside and middle in. John O'Shea is on the ball, trying to flick it through, flicks it back out again to Clegg. The ball is flipped across in, and Cooley dealt with there by the number 20. And as I said, that was Stephen Kelly, and he just is a back to keeper, David Ford.
Yes, good play there from the Republic of Ireland, covering back in defence, and David Ford has rolled the ball back out towards the centre of the park, and it's gone over towards the far side, over towards Andy Reid, and Reid plays out towards the wing over on that far side. A couple of changes, so both teams now just trying to find each other out as it stands, as the substitutes start to kick in, and Robbie Keane looking to try and needle the ball through centre of the park, but it's a breakaway here from Manchester United through Paul Scholes and out towards Dion Dublin on his left-hand side, and Dublin is going to try and break in towards the penalty box, breaks back inside right, Dublin does, he plays it back out towards Paul Scholes, out towards the edge of the D, and the boos ring around again for the Englishman, out towards his midfield partner, Nicky Butt at the edge of the D, plays it back out towards Paul Scholes, not many options up front, not many runs being made, but it's Ryan Giggs who plays it back out towards Paul Scholes as the boos again ring out, but Nicky Butt turning the ball, spinning the ball inside, played inside towards the edge of the penalty square, but it's a poor shot taken there by Michael Clegg straight into the paws of David Ford.
Yeah, it was a good build up by United, but again, there was very little wit in the game, and the Republic of Ireland were able to snuff it out, and but Clegg got half a shot, didn't really trouble Ford at all. But Andy Reid now has the ball going down the right hand wing, they're coming back into the centre. Kenny Cunningham is on it now. And I think it's out to Graham Kavanagh. And that ball is now, Stephen Kelly's making a good run on his outside, but he's been tracked all the way. And it's back to Graham Kavanagh again in the middle. And played into Robbie Keane to his feet. Keane is orchestrating all the stuff for the Republic of Ireland at the moment. There was a man free out on the right, Andy Reid is probably going to get it, and Reid might get the ball in. Reid has it now, just parallel to the 18-yard box, flips it in there. And it's going to be flicked across. Robbie Keane is again to a 30-yard from goal on the ball. Plays it to Graham Kavanagh. Kelly is still waiting for it. The ball is played out to Andy Reid again. Keeps onside. And is going to try and play the ball into Kevin Doyle. Kevin Doyle is making a run in towards the box. So is Graham Kavanagh. But again, they're hoping to get to maybe Andy Reid. Was back to Robbie Keane. And Robbie Keane is coming forward gently. Plays it 1-2 with Kevin Doyle. But it's cut out. And United deal with his digs. But that's intercepted. Graham Kavanagh under pressure. Kevin Doyle has the ball now just on the edge of the box. Plays it out to Andy Reid. But there's only one green short in the box, which is Robbie Keane again. But Graham Kavanagh has it now again. And is going to switch the ball over here to Kenny Cunningham. And Cunningham is making the run down the wing, looking for the ball. Cunningham is probably going to get a good cross in now. Kevin Doyle will be looking for it. Cunningham plays a neat ball in. But it's dealt with. And Mikel Sylvester has the running towards the ball. He's gone out over the sideline. And Kenny Cunningham will have the throw in for the Republic of Ireland Celtic selection.
So Cunningham takes the throw in, plays in towards Stephen Kelly inside and back out towards Colin Healy, and the offside trap was not taken there by the assistant referee. Plays it across the face goal over towards Graham Kavanagh, over towards that far side. Plays out towards Stephen McPhail. McPhail out towards Andy Reid, or it's actually that number 20 who we can't disguise at this moment of time, but it's been cleared out by the Manchester United. Dangerous ball over towards that far side. There's a 2-on-1 situation here. Good ball from Nicky Butt over, but it was didn't find Dion Dublin that time, and Dublin, who found a bit of pressure that time, couldn't get the clearance of the ball, but it's going to be cleared out through Andy Reid over the halfway line. Both sets of teams are looking for, has been played on by Manchester United. It's gone all the way over towards the far corner, and Robbie Keane's going to keep the ball in play. So the cavalry now making their way into the penalty box, as is Robbie Keane. He's going to go, thinks right, thinks left. He sneaks inside. The former LA Galaxy player plays it back inside. Oh, it's a chance there for Ireland and the Celtic selection. But it's been well hoovered up there by Kevin Pilkington.
Yeah, Stephen Kelly got the shot at the end of it, but he kind of pulled it with his left leg and he got no power into it. But Robbie Keane did all the work again, and he was trying maybe to set up Kevin Doyle, but Kelly came to the near post and just wasn't able to get on it. Stephen McPhail is battling down now, well, with Sylvester, but the ball breaks again to Nicky Butt and rolls it into Roy Giggs, who's now operating in the middle of the park, and Giggs is kind of trying to get United on the attack again. Michael Clegg has it out in the right wing now. He's looking for Alan Smith to make a go for him, but he's going to come back across to the central half pairing of Wes Brown, and Wes Brown is probably going to give it to Giggs again. And Giggs is making a run forward. Butt is looking for him. Giggs is going forward. Giggs is cut out there again, and Andy Reid knocks it back. And Reid then takes it back, gives it to Graham Kavanagh. Kavanagh loses the ball in the middle of the field to Nicky Butt. And you know, he's trying to build again with Smith, and Smith is going to pass it into Giggs, and Giggs is going to try and pick out Dion Dublin.
Great ball
over the top.
Dublin. Good stop. Great stop indeed by the Irish keeper, David Ford. It was a chance for Dion Dublin there. He was one-on-one with the keeper. Could have flicked it over the top of bottom. Shake hands in appreciation of each other's efforts to put it. It's a dangerous ball up towards Robbie Keane, who's starting to work a bit, that little bit harder. He's getting more effect out of the football so far. It was played out towards this near corner. Back out towards Colin Healy. And Healy looking for ops, but left and right. We played it back in towards the centre park, towards Graham Kavanagh and Kenny Cunningham, the wise double man. Cunningham has played it back inside, back out towards this near touchline, towards Colin Healy, and looking for the tackle. There was Nicky Butter, and it's the United players now are getting on the edge here a small bit. They're tackling that a little bit more fierce or more harder. Is that the right key way of doing it? Andy Reid with the ball over that far side with a poor crossfield ball has been intercepted by the Manchester United defence. Was picked up by Ryan Giggs. Ball played on towards Mikel Silvestre, towards his near touchline, towards Nicky Butt, and Butt played it back towards Silvestre. Quick ball up towards Alan Smith, and Butt receives possession again in towards the centre of the park, towards the Manchester United captain Ryan Giggs. And Giggs plays it out towards Paul Scholes, of course, the original passmaster of this Manchester United team through the 90s and noughties, has won various Premier Leagues, has won two Champions Leagues with him as well. And a beautiful pass over towards that far side, over towards Michael Clegg. Clegg plays it back in towards Wes Brown. Brown trying to play a ball over the top, but it was a lazy ball that's been picked up over that far side by the Celtic and Republic of Ireland selection. It's Andy Reid who's going to break up through the centre, and Andy Reid shows Wes Brown maybe how much better he could do it. But in fairness to Mikel Silvestre, he intercepted and played it back through a header back to Kevin Pilkington.
Yeah, as I said, but it's after opening up now in the Republic of Ireland now at the moment. They're kind of playing two banks of four, and they're playing a much higher line now, and United are finding it more difficult to get through because they don't really have the pace. And Saha has gone off. Saha had great pace in the first half. Dion Dublin doesn't have the same pace. He's making the runs all right, but he can't get in, so they're going to have to walk it through. But you can clearly see the two banks of four set up by the Republic of Ireland.
Great to see Mark McNulty. He's going to come on and make his way for the Manchester United team as well. Of course, the Cork City keeper. Going to make his way onto the field wearing the blue kit of Manchester United. But Andy Reid, who's picked up possession there, was being slipped there, but Kevin Doyle still picks up the ball. He's turning right inside. He hasn't seen John O'Shea to the outside of him, though, but it's a free one there for the tackle by Ryan Giggs on Kevin Doyle. And that's how cute Kevin Doyle was all the time. And here's the introduction of Cork City player Mark McNulty to a Raptors crowd. I'm going to give the applause. Kevin Pilkington makes his way off the pitch after an hour, and we'll see for the final 30 minutes Cork City player Matt McNulty make his way. And yeah, we're also, and by the way, Decky, we're also going to see Roy Keane for the final half hour as well.
Yeah, we're going to have another two Cork men on the pitch, I suppose, along with Colin Healy, three Cork men on the pitch. And you said there was several went off in the early stages.
And there's the rapturous applause for Roy Keane as he comes onto the pitch, and he's receiving the captain's armband from Ryan Giggs. And it's Nicky Butt, I believe, is coming off for Quinton Fortune. So two Cork players coming onto the field ahead of the Parky Queen crowd. But Mark McNulty in goal, and Roy Keane, well, will we see the tenacity of Roy Keane over the final half an hour? We're going to find out as 61 minutes come up on the clock. We're back underway with the free taken by Graham Kavanagh, back out towards Colin Healy, on towards this side of the field. Plays back out towards the centre, towards Andy Reid, who's playing more of a central role. A beautiful ball over towards far side to Stephen MacPhail. MacPhail looking for options over towards that far side of the field. He played it out to one winger, and MacPhail receives possession back in towards Graham Kavanagh. Kavanagh looking for options inside. Not too many options inside. Robbie Keane and Kevin Doyle looking for the right opportunity to attack with the ball. Cunningham plays the ball out towards Colin Healy, and Cunningham making a run inside himself, but it's Andy Reid who picks up possession outside of the box. He was looking for Cunningham when he made that run, but he hasn't got there. It's Quinton Fortune who's got the ball in the first possession to the cheer of the crowd too. Roy Keane and two players going for a tackle there, and you can see the pitch is after levelling up as the ruts come up off the field, and the referee happy enough to leave play continue all. Dion Dublin was involved in that tackle. Plays towards Alan Smith, and it's Roy Keane who's going to be continuing as playmaker now for the team. He plays out towards Paul Scholes, and Scholes, the Irish, or the English player, I should say, of course, 43 years of age, born in Salford, and now owns Salford City Football Club. Plays it back in towards Scholes and out towards again towards Quinton Fortune. Of course, Fortune is South African, the midfielder as well. It looks like they're pushing on up the field, Manchester United. They may want to be seeking for a third goal. 62 and a half minutes gone on the clock. Quinton Fortune plays in towards Paul Scholes, looking for a Roy Keane up there. Also, Alan Smith, but Andy Reid has cut that out, cut that tackle out. He's played it back towards David Ford, who first time ball up towards Kenny Cunningham, and looking to level up the game. Our Celtic and the Republic of Ireland, and of course, in the event of a draw here, there will be extra time in this game. So Colin Healy's got the ball. He's played out towards the elder statesman of Graham Cavanagh, of course, the 44-year-old who played for Ireland for over 8 years with 16 appearances. Played it back out towards Cavanagh and over towards Andy Reid. Reid played it back in towards Colin Healy, of course, the former Cork City player who picked up the 2005 League of Ireland with the Green Army. He's played a ball out towards that far side. There's runners both left and right. Andy Reid is his runner to the right. Steve McPhail over towards the left-hand side. He plays it out towards McPhail. McPhail trying to beat inside Michael Clegg, but he's played it as a safer option. Back outside looking for his quick and sharp ball inside, looking for Robbie Keane. It's been caught up by Manchester United. Roy Keane now has picked up possession in the centre of the park through Paul Scholes, and with plenty of space over towards this near side, Mikel Silvestre, the Frenchman, who's kicked on up towards this near touchline. John O'Shea making a leaping run. And of course, three Irish players now on the pitch in favour, wearing the red jersey, of course, Roy Keane, John O'Shea, and Mark McNulty. Possession with Mikel Silvestre on the halfway line at the south side of the field. Plays a 1-2 with John O'Shea, but Silvestre couldn't get around there at that time, and ball's going to be played back in towards the defender. Of course, that is looks like Sean Maloney over towards that far side. Graham Cavanagh has played a ball over towards that far side, over towards Stephen McPhail, looking for both Kevin Doyle and Robbie Keane to make runs both left and right. But the options aren't there. McPhail's played towards Doyle. Doyle plays a soft ball back out towards, there we are, over towards Andy Reid. Andy Reid in the centre of the park, about 15 yards in from that far touchline, halfway between the centre of the field and the end line on the Blackrock end of the ground. Of course, the Republic of Ireland playing towards the Blackrock end of the ground. And the ball out in the feet of Kevin Doyle, of course. His last player was with the MLS team, the Colorado Rapids, when he retired at the end of last year. Smart ball over the top towards the feet of Robbie Keane. It's an opportunity here now for the Celtic and Republic of Ireland selection. Which way is he going to go? It popped off Robbie Keane's legs, so gone towards the end line. He's been knocked out, but no, it's been knocked out by Robbie Keane. He's calling that Manchester United man played it over the line, but Robbie Keane is going to have to concede the ball. And just a black Wallace has been found. And the kick out is going to be taken. McNulty's first possession of this game. And Robbie Keane just a small bit unlucky there on that occasion.
Yeah, he probably had a man outside him, but he kind of went the wrong side of him. But it was an opportunity there. But the Republic of Ireland are kind of putting a bit of pressure on United now, even though the Republic of Ireland are playing against the wind. They are playing towards the Black Rock end, and they're putting a little bit of pressure on United. And
I tell you what, Keane's not afraid to throw in a tackle or two here in the first couple of minutes he's on the field.
Yeah, he's doing really well, I suppose. And look, it's going to G up the crowd as well. There'll be about 25 minutes left to go, and I don't think there's any extra time. I think he's going straight to penalties.
Straight to penalties, yeah.
So, you know, I think we probably will get penalties if the Ireland can get another goal. Ball is able to feed Kenny Cunningham now. He's trying to pick out a cross. Picks it out. Kevin Doyle is going to go for Robbie Keane. He's going for the ball. It's breaking, but McNulty picks it up. And, you know, Doyle a little bit sharper. He might have got in behind Robbie Keane there. But Roy Keane on the ball now. Picks it out. Keane's in. He's looking for one who's ahead of him. He only has Alan Smith, and I think Dion Dublin is trying to get there. But United are moving it up kind of small 10-yard passes, building up. They have the lead, so they are protecting the lead. They're not going to get too far forward. That's a great ball.
Beautiful ball.
Vegas is trying to get there. 28 is trying to get across. I think maybe Sean Maloney was just said maybe possibly. We're not sure who was on 28 for in the Ireland jersey, but he tears the ball down to Andy Reid, who was out on the side. And Reid just going up to the halfway line now, playing the ball in here to McPhail into Reid, and Reid back out to Kevin Doyle. I think Kevin Doyle is trying to keep it from going out of play, but the ball is going to beat him. It's going to go to play for a throw on the far side of the field.
So throwing for Manchester United at the far side of the field. Of course, this is live coverage of the Liam Miller tribute match here at Páirc Uí. Of course, the first ever soccer match to take place here in Páirc Uí, of course, the home of Cork GAA. And we've 67 minutes coming up on the clock. Manchester United 2 and the Republic of Ireland and Celtic selection 1. Of course, that early goal coming from Dennis Irwin. Then we believe Lewis Saha got the second goal. And of course, the goal scored from the Republic of Ireland end It was scored by, of course, Robbie Keane. Yes, Robbie Keane in the late stages of that opening half. So Mikel Silvestro plays the ball back to Cork City keeper Mark McNulty. I'm sure he's delighted to be wearing the United jersey. And Silvestro plays the ball up towards South African Fortune, up towards the centre, back down the wing towards Sylvester, and Roy Keane says, leave the ball there, I'll take this on. Plays out towards David May. Good flicker on the back from Nicky Butt. He got around one player but didn't get around the second. I think that's Tosh McKinley, who might be wearing 28, I do believe. We might gather that in a second. So it's Colin Healy, ball in the centre of the pack, and over towards that far side of the field, over towards Robbie Keane, who's got possession of the ball. He's got a runner over that far side, but Robbie Keane's looking to play. Yeah, dink ball over the top. There's a chance for the Republic of Ireland. There's a chance. What a save from Mark McNulty. He was diving down to the ground and he just got the ball knocked over the top. He said a great save indeed.
Yeah, great shot from Stephen Kelly and a great reaction save from Matt McNulty. And I suppose you'd know he's a current keeper and he's playing, he's at the top of his game. And, you know, he pulled off a fantastic save there. And, you know, it's a credit to the Cork City keeper.
So Kenny Cunningham takes the quick corner, plays it out towards Andy Reid, and Reid playing outside towards the outside of the parallelogram towards Graham Kavanagh. Cunningham with possession back down towards the right-hand side of the field, but it's been blocked out and it's going to go for another corner in quick succession for the Celtic and Ireland team.
Yeah, a bit of pressure being put on by the Celtic and Ireland team now, and I think Andy is going to swing in this corner. I think it's Paul Scores is going coming off, I think. And number 8, I think...
is that Andy Cole or is it Lewis
Saha? Saha's back on, I think. Yeah, I think he looked very lively in the first half. So I think we two number nines. I think Dublin.
The first half. I think Andy Cole did play the first half.
No, I think we've seen Dublin's around 20, but I think Saha was still 9. Dublin was down as 9 in the programme, but he's actually wearing 20.
Right, okay. We'll get confirmation by now. Lewis Saha has made his way back onto the field, but it's going to be a free out quick. The quick corner was taken there by Kenny Cunningham, and I know you were going to say a 45 there. It's all right, Dickie. There's only a corner in this one, but Mark McNulty takes the free, quick free right down on the end line and plays up towards Mikel Silvestre and Keane. Roy Keane, of course, the man who's only living about 2 miles away from here as the bird flies across over that far side of the field. Of course, we're facing over towards the Montanati Hill, which looks over Parky Cueve over that far side, overlooking the North Stand. And Fortune with a quick ball back towards his defence, playing out towards David May. And May with a quick ball out towards Captain Keane over towards that far side. And John O'Shea just trying to usher him up the field, small, but when playing at a left back role over there. Quinton Fortune with possession, plays back in towards Dion Dublin, over towards Alan Smith, who has fallen back into a midfield role. Plays outside towards Wes Brown, probably one of the fittest defenders over on that far side of the field. And there was about 15 people looking to start the Mexican wave. They started to go at it again, but they're failing to do so. Possession with Alan Smith, over towards Roy Keane. Every time Roy Keane gets possession, they're going to try to start the Mexican wave. And I'm sure it's going to start kick off in a minute. Roy Keane's gone around two Irish defenders as it stands already. Ball back out towards Wes Brown, the centre of the park. Back in towards Quinton Fortune. Fortune swings the ball out towards this side, out towards Frenchman Lewis Saha. That was definitely Andy Cole who played in the first half, Decky. Andy Cole swings the ball out towards this near side to his fellow Frenchman, Mikel Silvestre, back towards Cole. Cole is turned inside with Manny. Go for a shot, but he's gone towards the right-hand side of the goal. But a good opportunity there for Manchester United with 20 minutes left in the clock.
Yeah, without doubt. And, you know, I'm not sure whether Andy Cole or Saha, because they were both down in the programme as number 9s. Yeah, and Dublin is down as 20. So we're presuming that it was Saha in the first half and Cole is on now.
So play is just going to be held up here because number 20, he's had his fame and glory in that one. And Damien Duff is going to start to make his way onto the field. Just not 100% sure who that is, but I'm sure we've guessed.
Stephen Hunt, no.
So no. Anyway, he's made his fame anyway, and the substitution has been made. Damien Duff has entered play, and play will resume with a kick out from David Ford over at the city end of the goal in Cork City, I say. But the Republic of Ireland and Celtic team now be highly pressed by the Manchester United setups. David Ford with possession again, swings the ball out towards the near touchline.
21, Tosh McKinley.
Quick ball up towards Mike Cunningham, up towards the near touchline, but Damien Duff can't get there. Sylvester cuts out possession, but pressure now on John O'Shea and trying to clear the ball through Quinton Fortune, but there's a push in the back there by Kenny Cunningham. He just taps him in the back of the head. Well done, pal. And the South African wins the free for the Red Devils legend team.
Yeah, and we have an up front now for the Isle team of, as I said, Robbie Keane, Kevin Doyle and Damien Duff. And, you know, they've all been fantastic servants to Ireland. And, you know, probably Duffer might be better off on the other wing. He's saying on the right wing at the moment, but he might be more better off on the left wing. But it does appear that Kevin Doyle and Robbie Keane are going to stay up front and Duff is just going to play behind him.
The game has slowed down though, quite considerably in the last couple of minutes, but chances have been few and far between in this second half. But we remain with that 3 goals in the game so far. Good ball from Dean Dublin. So over towards the far side, towards the right back who's running on, Michael Clegg. Clegg looking for options, but Lewis is going to give him that option. He's come from all the way from this near touchline. Over towards that far side, but he's gone through Saha, and it's over towards Quinton Fortune, and South African has turned inside. He's gone toward, on his left foot, looking for ops outside. Dion Dublin is trying to play a cue ball inside, but he's cut out into the fence there by the Irish and Republic of Ireland and Celtic selections. Kevin Doyle, who's picked up the pieces, and Duff, of course, who was back onto the field the last 2 minutes or so, looking for the run of Robbie Keane over that far side. He's not making much of an option, though. Duff has to play it back towards midfield partner Graham Kavanagh. Kavanagh swings the ball over towards that far side, over towards the jersey of Colin Healy, who looks to be gone over towards that far side. And Robbie Keane's come on, says, come on, lads, let's make runners, let's try and get a goal for the crowd to get him back into life here in this one. Andy Reid's got possession, swinging back over towards Damien Duff on this near side of the pitch, and outside him is Keith Cunningham. He might dink back in left though and might go for a shot himself, but no, he's played it outside towards Cunningham. Cunningham with a dangerous ball towards the square of the box. Robbie Keane's played it down. Was there a touch of a handball? There wasn't. And Mark McNulty is going to pick up the pieces there in that one. And McNulty hasn't picked the ball yet because he's played it along the floor towards Roy Keane. And Roy Keane with a ball over towards Lewis Saha, over towards that far side of the field. Going over the halfway line with about 16 minutes left on the clock. And it's Lewis Saha looking for options. He's only got Dion Dublin ahead of him. So John O'Shea runs from left back to give him an option all the way over on that far side. And it's O'Shea who's got possession of the ball, and they've played it back towards Alan Smith. Smith plays outside towards Quinton Fortune. And Fortune is going to roll it on towards the French international, Mikel Sylvester. Plays back towards the English international, Alan Smith. And when signing Alex Ferguson said about Smith that he saw something special in the former Leeds player. And played for 2 seasons with the Manchester United team. He's 3 seasons, I should say, 93 caps with 12 goals in that period. He picked up a Premier League medal for his work as well. But see, Ireland, a Republic of Ireland and Celtic team who got possession through Andy Reid out towards Graham Kavanagh. A good smack ball up the wing. Oh, well, cut out there by Quinton Fortune. It was the dangerous runner through Damien Duff, who was making the run up towards the middle. But some appreciation being showed towards Damien Duff. Roy Keane. Send the ball. Oh, he nearly got intercepted there. Ain't that one? He was looking to get away with that one, Aquino. And the ball's gone over towards Wes Brown over on that far side. Michael Clegg with possession at the right back position. Smart ball to the feet of Louis Saha. And Saha stepping over one, step through two different tackles. The play on, says the referee. Michael Clegg receiving possession over towards that far side of the field. Little dink ball back in towards Louis Saha. But it's been passed back by the Celtic and Republic of Ireland team. Good defence there by them. And it's just been touched on by Stephen McPhail out towards Andy Reid and out towards Colin Healy, of course, who picked up that League of Ireland medal with Cork City back in 2005. Robbie Keane calling for possession right down the middle of the park as he's going to spread the ball right out towards Damien Duff on this near touchline. And he plays it out to him now. Duff has got possession of the ball, the left foot player playing on the right wing, being met with Mikel Sylvester. Good tackling there by Sylvester, but it's going to be a free one. By Damien Duff, the quick one taken by Duff has been bowled over there in that one, and Robbie Keane not happy with the tackle from Quinton Fortune either, and the referee Kelly is just being warning Fortune and Sylvester to mind yourselves in that one. Possession with Healy, shot from Andy Reid, it's gone all the way over the top. It's about 5 yards too high, and we're into the final 13 and a half minutes of this game. Manchester United legend still leading 2-1.
Yeah, I think it could end up in a draw because the Republic of Ireland now looked to have a very strong front three. But, you know, the last ball there a few minutes ago, we were on about Robbie Keane. He touched it down. There was possibly a touch of a Seamus Derby. And I think Robbie Keane, one of the Australian rules there, also definitely in Parky Keith. He'd definitely be getting a black card, but that's it. But I don't think that referee's going to pull out any yellow cards, but a yellow card, but if it's on another code on another Sunday, it would be a black card here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the roar from the crowd was because of Colin Healy. The ball rolled to his feet and he just chipped Mark McNulty and put the ball into the back of the net. But at that stage, the referee, Graham Kelly, had called for the free for Manchester United for the illegal throwdown of Robbie Keane. So, possession over the far side with Louis Sahai. This is, of course, live coverage. CIY 104 FM bringing you live coverage of the Lee Miller tribute match here live from Parky Queeve. Louis Sahai with possession over that far side of the field, was been intercepted by the Republic of Ireland and through Andy Reid, and looking to spread the ball, a beautiful ball over towards this near touchline, and it's been taken down by the Republic of Ireland player. He's going to play it up front, up towards Colin Healy. Healy's got possession of the ball, looking for Graham Kavanagh in the centre of the park, but he goes one forward up to Robbie Keane, back out towards Kavanagh, and played it back towards Andy Reid. Good one-touch football from the Republic of Ireland Celtic selection, out towards Stephen McPhail, back into the centre park towards Graham Kavanagh. Kavanagh on the ball, looking to the right, see what options out there. Damien Duff screaming for the ball this side. Good ball inside by Steve McPhail. Well stopped inside there by Robbie Keane. Chance for Ireland through Kenny Cunningham. Oh, it's been stopped on the line. A ball over the top through the, and it's been going to be cleared out by Manchester United legends. But what opportunity has gone out for a corner, in fact. But what an opportunity there for the Republic of Ireland defender Kenny Cunningham.
Yeah, but I think it's a second great save from Mark McNulty. And, you know, he's fantastic. Robbie Keane did really well there to take the ball down. And once it got to Kenny Cunningham, he really should have scored, but McNulty showed great reflexes and Republic of Ireland have a...
So Stephen McManus is making way. He was wearing number 28, and Sean Maloney is making his way back onto the field after 79 minutes gone on the clock. So 11 minutes to go, but the corner is going to be taken by Damien Duff. He didn't feel like taking a long one in, but I'd say he's going to be forced into doing it, but you know what? The short one's going to be taken to Colin Healy. Duff and the referees and the corner is going to be retaken in that one. I think it was there could have been a miscue there by Graham Kelly, I should say, but the quick one was taken by Colin Healy. Quick corner taken to Duff. Duff outside, back out towards Sean Maloney, back inside in towards Colin Healy. He's going on for a corner again. It's another corner. Second corner in quick succession for the Ireland Celtic team.
Yeah, the pressure is building a small bit now, and you know, the referee is out to be taken down there by Dean Dublin. Ryan Kelly has fallen over him.
Yeah.
But, I think there won't be any penalties in this occasion. The corner kick has been taken down. Sean Maloney is on the ball. He's going to get it to Damien Duff, and they're going to try and get that ball into the box quickly. Duff gives it to Andy Reid. Andy Reid back to Duff, and Duff is teeing it up, trying to get Kevin Doyle on the end of it. Kevin Doyle flicks it in. But it's cleared and comes back to Damien Duff again, who's out on the right wing this time, trying to get it in with the left foot. Playing up with the left foot. McNulty is kind of waiting to come for it, but a good flick on there.
Chance for goal! And scored by Colin Healy. And
very
Healy.
Good goal, yeah.
It's been touched on. It was chested on by, swung in by Damien Duff, chested on by Kevin Doyle, and a great goal scored by Colin Healy. And as you mentioned a while ago, Decky, there was a transfer. They looked promising to get that second goal, and they've got it indeed. And the great goals, now 2-2 into the final 10 minutes of this game.
Yeah, the pressure was building, and as I said, Damien Duff got the ball in. The ball was chested on there. Chested on there by Kevin Doyle. Giving McNulty no chance at all. So it's a 2-2. So it's good to see a second Cochrane, I think, getting on the score sheet here.
Absolutely, indeed. Another substitution being made by Manchester United. Nicky Butlow coming back in to settle up the team, settle up the midfield. Alan Smith making his way off the park after 81 minutes. And the attendance, the official attendance here at Parky Queen, 42,878. 42,878 is the official attendance here in Parky Queen today. So a big congratulations to everyone who have made their way here. It's a fantastic crowd indeed. And a great atmosphere now building as we head into the final 9 minutes of this game.
Yeah, and I think we may well be heading for this penalty shootout. Matt McNulty might be called into action again before the day is out. But look, there is, as I said, 8 minutes left in the game. And Republic of Ireland are breaking out of their own half now again. Ball going to come to Damien Duff again, who was very instrumental in there. And Stephen Kelly is making a run. He's just barely got on our side, but Duff is going on his own down the right wing. Kelly is in front of him. Kenny Cunningham is coming to give him a hand. But it's Kevin Doyle back to 24. I think the 24 there is Colin Healy, and Healy gives it out to Sean Maloney. Maloney gives it to Robbie Keane. Robbie Keane is two United players facing him, but great ball in, good ball.
Ooh, dangerous ball.
A deflection back, but it's in the safe hands of McNulty. But
just while ago, you mentioned about the referee falling over, Dion and Dublin just saying to the sideline official, that was a bit of a dive, ref, so a bit of a yellow card could have been awarded there.
Yeah, a small bit of banter between the officials, and it's good to see. And it's great to see that we have no yellow cards, black cards, or red cards in this particular game. But
his chance for Robbie Keane on the half volley, but it's been straight into the chest of Mark McNulty. He took a second opportunity, just bounced it on the floor, but a good opportunity. And Ireland will really put down the pressure, feeling that this United team just could be slacking off a small bit, and played into the back of referee Graham Kelly from who's challenged there by Quid de Fortune. On this United team getting on a little bit tenacious now. Damien Duff looking for options, plays out towards this near touchline towards the winger on this side of the field, was gone out off Mikel Sylvester for a corner, but good pressure now from Ireland in the last 5 minutes, Dickie.
Yeah, and I think United are going to need all of the Roy Keane experience and whatever and stuff in there. They're under a little bit of pressure now, and the pressure is building. And, I suppose like it would be nice to maybe see a winner, but I'm sure the crowd are hoping that there won't be a goal in it and that they'll go to penalties.
So, corner coming from Colin Healy and Damien Duff receiving the shot. And I haven't seen a long corner yet in this game. It's a 1-2 in the corner, but a foul there by Quinton Fortune, who was heavy in the tackle, and Duff taking the quick free, playing in towards the centre, goes all the way through Sean Maloney over towards Robbie Keane. Robbie Keane has an option over that far side through Steve McFadden. Quick shot ball into Kevin McDoyle. What an opportunity off his left peg from the edge of the square and just over the crossbar of Mark McNulty.
Yeah, great shot by Kevin Doyle, and I think it would have been a tremendous winner if it went in, but he just didn't get hit the target and went over the crossbar. And it's an exciting closing 7 to 8 minutes to go, because they are pushing on, trying to get the winner.
So, as Dickie says, so six minutes to go. Don't expect any injury time to be added on. Long kick out from Mark McNulty, probably the first long kick out we've seen today, but it's been cleared on by Kenny Cunningham, and possession picked up by Graham Kavanagh in his own defence. Plays out towards this near touchline, Colin Healy. Over 42,000 people, I've mentioned. Not many of them leaving so far with the opportunity of penalties. Very much a possibility. Dangerous ball inside for Damien Duff. Man inside into the edge of the square. Robbie Keane was well cleared. Well cleared indeed by Wes Brown. Has gone out for a corner kick in favour of the Celtic Republic of Ireland team.
Yeah, pressure is building now.
Penalties have also been lost in security
office. So, both of wallets and keys have been lost. A few people tipping away, but the opportunity of penalties not beyond the situation. Damien Duff plays the corner out towards Andy Reid, and Duff receives possession back off Reid, out towards Graham Kavanagh, back towards Andy Reid, in towards the centre of the park, in towards Sean Maloney. Well ducked away by Maloney. He's looking for options both left and right. Kevin Doyle's outside, playing back out towards Robbie Keane. He's going for an opportunity to go for a third goal, but it's well blocked out. Sean Maloney! What a snapshot, but it's just tipped over. It's gone over the crossbar. It's a wide ball with 5 minutes to go. Remains 2-2.
Yeah, and as I said, the pressure is building, and maybe third time lucky for the Republic of Ireland. They've had two really good attempts now, and they've had 2 points, you could say, I suppose, but they need a goal to go on to win it. But they've been two decent efforts, in fairness, and they were power but not accuracy, and they needed the accuracy.
So, Mark McNulty going to take the kick out for the Manchester United Legends side, of course, the current Cox, the goalkeeper, with another long kick out up towards the centre of the park through Luis Saha. And the Mexican wave now just starting to tip around the far side on the north stand, but a ball with Mikel Silvestre on this near sideline back towards Roy Keane. Keane playing back towards Silvestre, had a good look behind him to see Damien Duff was about to attack him. Silvestre plays back to his centre back, John O'Shea. And O'Shea playing to the centre back towards Quinton Fortune. Quick good one touch football back towards Nicky Budd, out towards Roy Keane, out towards Mikel Silvestre. And the crowd now starting to pick up. The Mexican wave starts to swing around the Blackrock end terrace. Over towards Luis Saha, the Frenchman didn't see the run of Michael Clegg. Clegg can't keep the ball in play. It's gone out for a throw ball over on that far side as the Mexican wave starts to go down through the press box here and all the way down the goal. This might keep the crowd entertained for the next minute and a half or so, barring that we might get a goal. Good one over the top by Andy Reid. Here's an opportunity for Robbie Keane to figure over the top. Oh, well stopped. Well stopped by Mark McNulty, who chested it out. And that was a certain goal if Keane had knocked it over the top. The Republican Ireland selection would have headed back into the lead. But for the moment, it's the Manchester United selection who are on the attack. But a poor ball up there as Graham Kavanagh. Kavanagh's played the ball back down towards Colin Healy. And Healy with possession down his own defensive line, looking for a long ball, looking for the both teams, looking for the winner now to try and seal this game in the final 3 minutes. But it looks like we could be heading towards the penalty shootout. Kevin Doyle with possession over that far side, passing towards Robbie Keane as the Mexico wave passes back up through the press box area again. Robbie Keane looking for options, but left and right, he's tucked over towards that far side, being tackled over there by Roy Keane, being well marshalled by Michael Clegg, I should say, in fact. But a good ball over towards his near side by Damien Duff, heads the ball back down towards Colin Healy. And Healy looking for options, but the options are over the far side, two men over that far wing. But it's Andy Reid who sent the ball back down towards Damien Duff. Probably wasn't expecting the ball, but Duffer looking for options inside in the box. He hasn't got the ball over there, though. He sent the ball over towards Sean Maloney, over towards that far side. It's Robbie Keane, is broken back inside. Back heel pass back in towards Colin Healy. There's an opportunity, but it's been chested down by Mikel Silvestre. And Roy Keane in front of McNulty defends the ball. And Keane plays a back out towards this near touchline, out towards Quinton Fortune. And the entertainment of the crowd really taken away with the Mexican wave. And I must say, it's the perfect venue with the oval shape. Terraces as well. It's going really around, the whole way around the far side. It's an epic sight here at Parque Quee. But back to the play with 2 minutes left on the clock. And both sides now playing for the penalty shootout. Well, possession is with Nicky Butt over on the far side, playing a long ball up towards Kenny Cunningham, but that won't succeed. So possession back down towards Andy Reid. And Reid is going to play it back in towards Sean Maloney, and the Celtic player, the former Celtic man, of course, who scored, won at the Scottish National, was born in Malaysia, actually. He's played out towards Kevin Doyle, and Doyle playing a dink ball back in towards the centre track for Robbie Keane, who has been stuffed out there by Michael Clegg. And Clegg, as we enter the final minute of the Lee Miller tribute match, Clegg has got possession via Nicky Butt, and Clegg plays a long ball looking for Lewis Saha. And I wonder, are the either manager now going to make any substitutions? Have they got their penalty takers on the field? Andy Reid, with possession, plays out towards Damien Duff, and Duff out towards Doyle. The Duffer has got possession back again on this right flank. We're into the final minute of the Lee Miller tribute match. Ball to the side, but it's just been flicked away by Wes Brown, and it's gone out for a corner kick, which has been taken on the far side of the field.
Yeah, just about 30 seconds left now. And as I said, corner kick wasn't actually given, so corner kick wasn't given there, pass. So the Matt McNulty starts the game again, but 30 seconds left.
Okay.
I'd imagine that you'd have Kevin Doyle, Robbie Keane, Damien Duff, Andy Reid would probably be all penalty takers for the Republic of Ireland, you'd say. So,
and what about Manchester United?
Manchester United, obviously, I'd say Roy Keane would probably take one. Anyway. Definitely Wes Brown.
Nicky Butters take one before.
Nicky Butters has gone off. So unless they bring him back on.
He was back on there about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. So he's been back on. John O'Shea would possibly take one.
Yeah.
And, Mikel Silvestre maybe. So it'll be interesting to see. As I said, Matt McNulty will be on one side, and Dave Ford will be the other side. Ford has had very little.
And there is the full-time whistle. The full-time whistle has gone in the Lee Miller tribute match, and we're heading for penalties in the Lee Miller tribute match.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be at the City End, by the looks of it, with the stewards going up behind the goal there. So it looks like it's going to be at the City End that they're going to be taken, so as opposed to the Black Rock End. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, okay, so we might hang around for a while yet. I think we will just briefly, I suppose, great goal down there in the corner, the second goal for Republic of Ireland, just to level up the game.
Yeah, it was threatening, and it was a great goal. And I mean, they possibly could have won it. Stephen Kelly had a great shot saved by Matt McNulty, and McNulty when he came in, he had to make a terrific save. So I think the almost 43,000 crowd here have got value for money, and they were happy enough. I just missed that.
So there was a big roar because it was just announced that the penalties would be taking place at the City End of the ground, and there was a lot of boos coming from the Black Rock End, a lot of unhappy people down that way.
Yeah,
but
I saw a lot of stewards heading towards the City End of the ground, all right, so they look like it's going to be taken there. But look, it's great, and all the ball boys are there, and ball girls ready to get the balls back for the two teams. So it'll be interesting to see whether they'll stay by the rules and keep the players that are on the pitch take the penalties, or will all the panels come in to take the penalties.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take the ads and stay with us, because we've got penalties coming up live from Parque Quive, as it's a draw after full time, after the full 90 minutes. Manchester United 2, Ireland and Celtic 2.
From 8 to late, this is COY 104 FM. Live from Páirce Caoimh, the Liam Miller tribute match on your local radio station, CRY 104 FM.
Very welcome back to Páirce Caoimh, where we have reached full time in the Liam Miller tribute match and it's ended Republic of Ireland and Celtic selection 2, Manchester United 2. And as we mentioned there before the break, the penalties will be taken at the city end of the ground. And both sets of players now have converged in the centre of the field. And first up, of course, we have Mark McNulty, who will be in goal for the Manchester United legends. Of course, the Cork City keeper will be taking keeping duties here. It was on the card as on the programme as Roy Carroll, but there was a late change made last night. And McNulty is just now entering the goal, and the first penalty will be taken by Robbie Keane. Decky, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, I suppose you're probably putting the best foot forward, and Keane has been a great penalty taker over the years for Ireland and United. So hopefully
he scored 36 goals wearing that green jersey for the Republic of Ireland. Keane against McNulty for the opening penalty. A save! It's a save from the Corkman, McNulty, and a poor penalty really by Robbie Keane. A very easy penalty to save from McNulty's right hand side, and taking the first penalty for the Manchester United selection. It looks to be David May.
Yeah, it looks to be David May.
It is David May.
Yeah, Matt McNulty got down very, very well. Robbie Keane kind of, I suppose he was trying to make McNulty go one way and put it the other, but to be fair, McNulty guessed the right way and made a great save.
So David May is going to take this penalty, and of course, the Irish team have missed the one. David May steps up, takes the penalty. Oh, Cooley slotted to the right hand side of the goal, and United after the opening round of penalties go up 1-0.
1-0 up, yeah. Robbie Keane had a miss, so David May had scored. So next man up looks like to be Andy Reid for the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, so Andy Reid trotting up, and I must say a lot of the 42,878 crowd have held on and waited for this penalty shootout. So it's Mark McNulty wearing the blue strip of Manchester United against the green jersey of Andy Reid. Place the ball, he's stepping up to take the penalty. Oh, he's blasted over the bar! Dear, oh dear. And now Manchester United have an opportunity to double their lead. And it's the local hero, Roy Keane, who's going to take the next penalty. And the boos and a round of Keane is coming around. Now, he shakes the hand of Andy Reid, but a poor penalty from Andy Reid.
Yeah, I suppose it would be more at home in San Miguel Park to Menville last week for a shot over the bar, but well over the bar. He got really under it, and Roy Keane now just takes about 3 steps backwards, and I think he's going to go for power. It looks like he's going to go for power. So maybe he's just going to place it. So it looks like
here comes Keane with the penalty. He's got the place there. He's missed it as well. What a save from David Ford on his left hand side, and Keane was looking to go for power. He went for placement on the David Ford's left hand side, and a great save from the Irish keeper.
Yeah, great save from the Irish keeper, but as it stands, United is still in front, and as Kevin Doyle was there, come up now to take it.
So, next penalty will be taken by Wexford man, Kevin Doyle, who's going to take the next penalty. So, it's Doyle versus McNulty. And, of course, Doyle wearing the green strip of Ireland. McNulty wearing the blue strip of the Manchester United legends. Doyle steps up to take the penalty. Oh, he just dinks it into the centre of the goal. Easy as you like. It is 1-1.
Yeah, he a cool and casual penalty, I suppose, but he could have been very embarrassed if McNulty stood up because it could have been right into his hands. But he did dink it, and the crowd delighted with it. So again, now we have I think this is Wes Brown's
Nicky Buss is going to be Nicky Buss taking taking the third penalty for Manchester United, and as I say, both sets of teams now just marked up, lined up beside the centre circle. So Buss wearing the red and black strip of Manchester United against the Irish keeper, wearing the yellow strip David Ford at the city end of the ground. Buss versus Ford. Buss, oh, it's a poor penalty. A really poor penalty. And after the third round of games, we're level up at one penalty apiece.
Stephen Kelly, I think, is next.
Sean Maloney. But poor penalty from Nicky Butt there, Decky.
Yeah, poor penalty. Got no power on it, and David Ford got down easily.
Sean Maloney's just had to pick up the ball. He's going to place it on the centre spot, and Graham Kelly just keeping an eye on matter of means here. And Sean Maloney with the penalty against McNulty. Maloney! Oh, it's just tucked it inside the corner of the net. McNulty just might have got a hand on it, but it was tucked in the corner. It's 2-1 in favour of the Ireland and Celtic selection.
Yeah, it had the power and the accuracy, and in fairness, McDulty made a great effort to get to it and probably got a fingertip to it, but it had the power and took it into the corner. So whether it's Louis Saha,
it's definitely Louis Saha. Definitely Louis Saha.
And he's coming up probably with his left foot, I would imagine.
Yeah, the Frenchman who was with United for 5 seasons, had 124 caps and has 42 goals, won 2 Premier Leagues and a Champions League in that time, and is running now his own company, director of his own company, Axis Stars. So Louis Saha with the 4 penalty for Manchester United to reclaim the draw. He does so indeed, a coolly and calm collected penalty tucked into the left corner, David Ford sending the wrong way. 2 apiece.
2 apiece, and Saha was one of the scorers, we think, in the opening half as well. So it remains to be seen. Now, the last penalty for the Republic of Ireland has been entrusted to Ian Hart, probably another left footer.
So Ian Hart against Mark McNulty. And Mark McNulty has held himself very well so far in the half an hour that he played. And McNulty looking now to try and stop this one again. Ian Hart, the left footer kicker, of course, the former Leeds player back in the day. Hart steps up to take the penalty, which has to go. What a save from McNulty! What a save! Gone to his left hand side. Well stopped indeed, and an opportunity for Manchester United to claim victory on the last round of penalties.
Yeah, last man up, Dian Dublin, and as I said, against David Ford. So Dian Dublin, number 20, is coming up, and he has the opportunity to finish it, otherwise we're looking at sudden death.
So it's four penalties taken each, five. So this is the last penalty, last round of penalties, and it is Dian Dublin. And of course, the BBC presenter who presents Home Under the Hammers is on BBC 606 on Radio 5 Live, and of course presents on a Match of the Day 2 as well as Dublin versus David Ford to claim victory for the Manchester United legends. Dublin, he sends Ford the wrong way, and there it is. It's all over. And it finishes 3-2 in favour of the Manchester United legends after penalties. 2-2 after normal time. And 3 penalties to 2. Goal score from David May, Dion Dublin and Louis Saha for Manchester United in the penalty shootout, while the Irish goals went from Kevin Doyle and Shane Maloney. Sean Maloney, should say.
Hello, Pat, yeah. It was a great occasion and fantastic. And I suppose, look, great credit to everybody who travelled from every corner of the country to support this event today. And great credit to Parky Keith, to the groundsman, to the Cork County Board, and all the stewards and everybody that put in the thing. So it was a fantastic occasion and for a great cause. So super day.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're listening at home and you want to get involved, do log on online there on www.galabid.com/Liam. There's an option of 16 different options on the website, different bids. Signed jersey from David Beckham, a tour of Coolmore and Ballydoyle studs, and of course there's an executive box as well, a day out at Manchester United. So that is all available. The both sets of teams now are going to do a lap of honour in front of the crowd. I thank Decky Byrne for calling with us today. Thanks very much, Decky. Hope you enjoyed the day.
No matter, pal. We look forward to doing it again sometime. Please, God. We'll probably be back on the Hurling of Football field before the week is out. Nice doing it again.
Well, as you mentioned, the Hurling of Football, CRY 104 FM bring you live coverage of the Premier Tweed and Hurling Championship on Saturday night, as Father O'Neill's will be taking on Kilworth in the quarter final, live from Parky Rin. 7:45 throw in, join Michael O'Brien from around 7:30. And then on Sunday, Owen Coyne will be in situ for the Senior Hurling Championship semi final as Emma Keighley look to defend their crown. They're up against UCC in the semi final on Sunday, live here from Parky Cueve, with a 2:30 throw in. We'll be going to Owen at around 2:20. Thanks, Decky Byrne, for joining me here this afternoon. I thank you for tuning in as well. We're going to hand it back to studio where it ends, as the Manchester United legends after a penalty shootout win on 3-2. Thanks very much to all the guys here as well, and thanks to the lads back in the studio. I'm going to hand it back, because up next is Caroline Fraher with Thrive Time to take you out until 6:00. Until next time, we'll talk to you all again very soon.
This is COY 104 FM.